This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Counts as a parsec. In that short amount of time, I'm fully prepared. Let's jump into this.
Before
we do anything, the first unlock, this one's going to be an interesting one, I'm not going to lie. You guys are kind of, sort of, recreating the Return of the Jedi, which is kind of cool. And then also dealing with, like, kind of weird
Leia,
strange...
I see them.
X-Files level conspiracy. So, like I figured I'd help you guys out. The first one is our very, very popular, very helpful to you guys. Force unlock. So wherever this lands, this is boosted dice is being added to wherever you guys pull. So with that, I'm going to start the clock.
The way the monitor is right now, only you can see what we
have. Is that supposed to be you guys going to look at every week?
Not this time.
If you're still with us.
Thank you, Lucas.
No, we can see ourselves.
Oh, there's ourselves.
Wow. Oh, no.
That's too much information.
I'm so brown. Look how brown.
We have a split party. Half of you are on Groth. The other half of you are on Chandrilla. Chandrilla is a core world. It is kind of considered one of the breadbaskets of the Galactic Empire. A lot of agricultural stuff happens there.
Literally have bread baskets.
Yeah, they literally, you can buy them at the gift shop. It's quite it's
almost
quite
any
nice.
Street corner.
I think while we're there.
Yeah.
Everyone says, is it bigger than a bread basket instead of a bread box?
That's what they say. That's the expression.
That's what they say there. That's why no one really likes them. They're kind of weird. With that, Io and Aaron, last we left you, you were kind of roaming the streets of Chandrilla. It was getting nighttime-ish. You were kicked out of the restaurant Foo. You discovered that your Star Viper has gone missing. However, you interacted with a kind of starship attendant at the parking landing bay who... He was a little cray. No, that's how you interpret it. But he seemed to sense something in both of you, tell you his ideas and his... theories about best and good, the Yenlock Corporation, which seems to be a strange entity that you're dealing with here on Chandrilla. However, as you were going back to Foo, you engaged a handful of, seems like, people on the street who were coming after you. With that, you ran. You entered kind of...
The main part of the city.
I got cattle prodded.
You got cattle prodded.
But then you...
And you guys ran into a building. Not knowing what this building is. So as you run up the stairs, and you go through the door.
Oh, we're running up the stairs, too?
Yeah, you are in the building. You're No, like, not up the stairs. Like, it's up the stairs into the building.
Oh, okay, got it, okay.
At the outside. Door opens up. And inside is a dinosaur. And you're a dinosaur.
that's
the end of your story.
Wow.
Now, move on, Brock.
Space dinosaurs are the best.
Would not be the first time we've encountered a dinosaur in the show.
No.
You open it up, the door, and you're instantly hit with smells, sounds, and sights, as there is a bustling night market that is happening on Chandrilla. This kind of goes back to a lot of Chandrilla's old roots of kind of always focusing on the, like, locally grown, the Chandrilla first kind of mentality, especially after the Empire's taken over. There's been tariffs that have been put on Chandrilla, even though the Empire's taking a lot of food out because of Chandrilla's kind of less than loyalist views of the Empire. Sometimes they've put some
bread
tariffs
baskets,
on it.
Get your bread baskets.
So Chandrilla has these night markets where you can find food, clothing, stuff. Just imagine like an old, like kind of Chinese night market vibe feeling. There's vendors, people are grilling up stuff. And no one seems to notice you or pay any particular attention. You're just in here. It's loud. It's a crowd. What do you do?
Let's just move in. Try to blend in.
Got it.
And I just kind of head straight. Is it just one long
stall? You open it up and imagine it being like this walkway that goes around. Equivalent kind of maybe like IKEA, how they kind of bring in these like weird ways you have to go through everything. Sure. But like on each side are just there?
vendors
and stuff. Okay. So there's definitely one guy who's like space horse, and he's just selling his space horse meatballs. It's the best. Yeah, there's no controversy here because it's Star Wars and it's fine. And so it's just all these vendors. There's these aromas. It's a thing. Looking at it.
Space horse meatballs. Get your space horse meatballs.
It's just kind of like a big crowd that's forming. People are just.
Is it mostly humans or?
Yeah, it's mostly humans because the majority of the population on Chandrila is human. Got it. There's like a few people, like an odd person cooking a, you know, in a stall that might be a non-human, but mostly humans. And everyone's just kind of like enjoying. Again, it's not super late, but this is kind of just starting to kick up. These tend to go late into the night because this is the equivalent of like a small town that gathers around like football, like the football game, Friday Night Lights kind of thing. This is just where everyone in town comes together and they're hanging out.
Got it. So it's kind of like a watering hole. Is it just vendors or are there also musicians?
Yeah, there's like live bands that are doing things. It's imagine just kind of this, it's an open market. Everyone's kind of just enjoying themselves, walking around. There's music playing, there's alcohol, there's food. Yeah. People are, hey, come by. Oh, you can get these clothes. The super, you know, super cheap shirts. Yeah. It's just a bunch of stalls. So whatever you can imagine this kind of setting, it's there. It's there.
Got it.
Well, for a random building we could have run into, you could have picked worse.
I could have done worse.
I take off the
I take off new scarf and hand it to Io. Head wrap.
Oh, got a new scarf? Came with that outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dye fashion, some sure. sort of headbandy, sort of.
Go ahead and roll your skullduggery for me.
Skullduggery.
Wait. Let me.
Actually,
damn
let
it!
Me grab your head.
Aaron, how about you roll your skullduggery?
Certainly. What am I rolling against?
It's going to be two.
Two purple?
Two purple,
it's
which
gonna be
I think
one
turns
purple.
Into one, yeah.
Cool.
Got nothing right now.
I'm rolling my skull, Doug. Well, it doesn't matter, because one failure, two advantages, and, one failure, two advantages, and one disadvantage?
Wait, no.
Oh, I'm not canceling out.
He doesn't get some kind of
I failed
a fashion
and I
bonus.
Okay. So...
I feel like he should get a fashion bonus.
A fashion bonus? Like,
right? Yeah, I mean, you probably right, should mess that up? Natural boost. Too late, though. as you fashion it, it seems to be... You decide that going like full, this is a thing that covers your face is too, would draw too much attention.
Yeah.
So it's definitely kind of like a shawl-esque, fashionable way to wear this that covers up the fact that you're a Miri Allen to maybe the passerby. So enough to be like, okay, there's a little bit of room, but he's not covering up your face. So if anyone wanted to look you straight in the eye, they would be able to see who you are.
Okay.
This not is... my best work, but also not my best work. Let's keep walking.
I just pull him to a corner just to avoid walking in a straight line because that is what dumb people do. Are you okay? You just got walloped in the back with...
Am I okay? I'm fine.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
What do we do? Are we moving?
Yes, we're moving.
Okay.
We're just trying to look inconspicuous because we don't want to get beat up by 10 random dudes again.
All right, both of you roll your stealth for me, please.
Stealth.
We apologize for the dice tablet, folks. It's updating its firmware.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What are we rolling against?
Both of you roll against... Hmm? Use the what? Oh, yeah. Okay, so
okay.
Cool. Use your phones.
Use your phones.
Two. It'll be two.
Two purple.
It's a big enough crowd.
That's it?
Yeah.
One success.
Three successes and two disadvantages.
All right. You're, as far as you both are aware, trying to blend in inconspicuously. As far as you're aware.
Okay.
You haven't knocked over anything. You haven't done anything to call attention to yourself. But you just assume, got it. You're fine.
Okay, so, well, Remember how I said I wanted to come to this planet and I didn't want to become wanted as soon as I landed on this planet?
I do remember.
Well, 10 people and a dog just followed us. Then catapulted you in the back. I think we failed in that respect.
I think so too.
I'm looking around. You said there are musicians here, yes?
Yeah.
Do I see one?
Sure.
Okay. Playing, not playing?
Looks like they're getting ready. They've just brought like a stool. They're sitting on next to like a fountain. It's like there's like a water's flowing out of it there. It's got like a little whatever instrument case. It's open. Just kind of tuning his instrument, getting ready to place it.
Okay. Follow me.
Okay.
Walk up to one of them.
Sure.
And go, hi, sorry, are you... Is this a bad time?
No. Just setting up. Can I play you something?
I mean, it looks like you're about to. I'm curious as to what the musicians' community is like here in Hana City.
Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and just do your charm on this.
Okay. What am I rolling against?
It'll be 2.
I'm going to roll because them's the deal.
You have a natural...
Okay, so I got 4 successes with 1 disadvantage.
Okay. I mean, we all kind of know, at least everyone who's here, we all know each other pretty well, as best we can. Why are you asking?
We actually just... We heard the loveliest singer just now in another restaurant, and we left before she came out for her next set. Don't really know. Does she... do you know anybody who plays at Foo?
All right, go ahead and roll.
Okay.
Do your... Do your charm on this one again.
Okay. What am I rolling against?
I'm going to make this 3.
Damn it. And I'm going to roll.
Okay.
Four successes with 2 disadvantages.
Sure, Foo's a pretty popular place. I know of the people there. I don't know any of them in particular. I'm sure it was a lovely time. You get that he is definitely kind of hiding something, but seems to be something you've said has kind of put him off a little bit. He doesn't seem to, what he's saying is the truth, but there's something else behind it.
Okay.
But okay, so I guess, requests?
Anything in Mary Allen?
I'm going to give him a boost on this. All right. Mary Allen, what does that sound like again?
I'm not exactly the most fluent.
I feel like if I heard something, maybe. I don't really know what that is, though. Just like, is there a particular song that you're interested in? Can you hum a few bars, or... Maybe I know it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of things in... Gamorrean.
Gamorrean. Yeah, that's...
It was a song we heard when we first landed. It was a song we heard when we first came on our vacation. It was about 2 lovers.
Mm-hmm.
2 lovers. Okay, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of songs about lovers. Some of them are about more than 2. That eliminates those. That's off the table. Surprisingly, I know a lot about those, but that's fine. Can you give me anything else? I'm sorry.
One of them was an artist.
Okay, is there just...
The literal trans... Again, my Mary Ellen's rusty, but
yeah.
The what I managed to get out of it was the artist and the business owner.
Artist.
That can't be the actual title, but.
I feel like that's a pretty bad title, but maybe something's lost.
Mind you, it's again, it's.
Hold on.
Very literal.
Give me one moment. Okay. Look, nothing's coming to the top of my head. Give me 1 second. And he pulls out like a data pad, and he's starting to like look on like the holodeck for something. So just like give me, if you can just give me like maybe 5 minutes, I can figure this out. But you're not going anywhere, right?
No.
Okay. If you want, just circle back in like 5 minutes, sure. Or you can just sit here. I mean, but enjoy. Grab something to eat. I heard Schleb. Mick Schleb over there has wonderful, wonderful shaved ice.
You're not the first person who's recommended Schleb Mick Schleb Schleb to us. So we'll head over there.
And please don't bother yourself. I don't want to.
No, I'll find it. Just give me a moment. I don't get requests many after about Miri Allen songs. So this will be fun. Let me figure this out.
Okay, pull him aside. Well, he obviously doesn't know. He's not our guy.
What does he's not our guy mean?
Hmm?
He's not what guy?
Well, at Foo, old Dan said that they used to play that song all the time. The one singer obviously knows what it is. This guy clearly doesn't.
Because the old man that knew your father's name requested it, Io. What are we doing?
I want to know why it was played all the time.
Okay, I'll follow your lead. Yeah. I'll follow your lead on this.
The only reason why he requested it is because I walked in.
Sure.
A little kid comes up and looks like, not like cartoonishly orphan, like street urchin, but like a level where it's like maybe clothes are a little dirty. Seems to have like, you know, some patches in their clothes. I'm like, hey, can you spare a few credits for something to eat?
Yeah. And then 5 credits.
Oh, gee, thanks. And just skips off.
Mm-hmm. And right down.
And you see, like, other kids that, like, as this kid is running off, are all kind
of. And let's go.
You were a rich lady for a while.
We don't have very many credits on us.
Not enough for that amount of.
No.
Slight orphans.
They're like talking next to each other.
Slight orphans.
Write down how many credits I have left. Hold on. Okay.
So the singer knows a song. Then what?
Maybe. Again, I couldn't really make out too much of what the song was about. But old Dan seemed to think that being a Corvica had something to do with the song.
Because they probably requested it. Why aren't we talking to Dan, Io?
Because we were attacked by 10 people and a dog as we were going over to talk to Dan. Also, Dan nearly outed us.
Okay. I'm following your lead.
Okay. Hey. What's on your mind?
When we first landed, ugh.
What?
You asked me to try to read you when we first landed here. Back when we still had a ship and money and supplies and
yes.
Weapons and I hadn't been electrocuted twice. And I told you, and I told that shopkeep, the read that matters to me and the read that's important to me. But this is my other read. That you are so close to finding answers that I don't think you want them.
Why do you say that?
Because we have been circling restaurants and chasing songs and running from Yemlaw thugs.
For good reason.
For what good reason? We don't have. What's the worst thing that happens if we go with our 10 friends? Worst thing.
I get sold into slavery again.
What is the second worst thing that happens if we go with the thugs?
We both get sold into slavery.
I don't think that happens. I think you at least find out something about that winery and about why that old man knows your dad's name and about your brothers. That's what I think.
And so what? Do we
walk up to those 10 men and say, "Hi, my name's Aaron Val, Baron Majestic of the Mako Club, and this is my friend Io Corvica. We'd like to talk to the Yemla Corporation." Yes.
Do you remember what happened last time we tried that?
Yeah, but that was at night and we surprised them. These guys have already seen us. We're already acquainted. We ran away from the crew, Io. What's the point?
Io, go ahead and do a perception check for me.
Fine. Against?
Three difficulty.
I'll take a boost. One failure and three advantages.
Okay, you don't see anything? You don't know for sure. Mm-hmm. But part of your sixth sense is kind of kicking in your training of, you know, you were just being followed. You didn't go too far away from kind of where you were attacked. And you've stayed put, potentially for a period of time that may or may not be too much, right? Depending on if you're being followed and effectively tracked. So you don't see anything. You're not seeing anybody, but you get the feeling that you're staying put in one place.
So I just got a tingle in the back of my neck.
How you interpret that is yours.
I've been standing in the same place for too long. Just keep moving.
I'll follow you wherever you want to go.
I told you I wasn't going to get you killed, Aaron.
We've both gotten shot and I got cattle prodded already, so...
And I meant it.
I don't think I'm gonna get killed, Io.
Don't say that.
Don't use that as a weird buffer to keep you from getting what you want.
You not getting killed is part of what I want. It's not a buffer.
I wouldn't have come if I was worried about getting hurt.
Well, this isn't doing any good.
It's better on me anyway. Just the colors were clashing. It bothered me. Might be why I'm so moody. I'm sorry. Look, let's just deal with them and deal with them together. If it makes you feel any better, that's not the worst idea I've ever had.
I'm gonna regret this, but I trust you.
You are gonna regret that. Okay. Last chance, if you actually just want to run off and play newlyweds, we can.
Stay in the car?
I should have stayed in the car.
You should have stayed in the car.
I look around for some of the men.
Okay, go ahead and do your perception check.
What am I rolling against?
It's going to be one difficulty.
Oh, dang.
They have not spotted you, and I'm very
pissed. That's fucking hilarious. Oh, get ready. Oh, two successes, three advantages.
You see that there's definitely, it's not any of the people that were like right in the immediate group that attacked you, but you're kind of, you have a very keen eye for fashion, even more importantly so, the lack thereof. Oh, God, so yes. These guys kind of stick out like poorly dressed, Jason Bourne throwaway kills. These are guys that are not undercover. They're like, oh, that guy works for the CIA, kind of incognito.
Got it.
And they're like at stalls. They're like looking around. You see that like one guy goes farther up, but you see them. What do you do?
Okay, we're gonna do a me thing.
Which is, oh wait, don't even say it. Gone. Don't even say it, I already know.
Just walking, okay.
Yeah, I'm just walking up to the guys. Hi, excuse me, I think we got separated after the cattle prodding. Which wasn't necessary, by the way. Enjoyable, but not necessary.
Go ahead and roll your
charm.
Charm? Yeah, I'll get.
Sure.
Yeah. It's going to be 3 difficulty and a natural setback. So 3 purple and a black. You have 2 setback and
you said 3 purple and a black?
Yes. You have potential for 2 boosts, more or less, in your dark side pool.
I do have some dice. I'll take.
Just go for it, man.
Feel bad.
Wait, you guys need some. We got nothing. No, you're good. You take
right.
them.
All right. As long as you are purely just charming people, you'll be fine. Okay, so I'm going to take my 2 setbacks.
Sure.
Let's see what this does. 1 success, 1 disadvantage.
They're just taken aback. Enough where like one of them looks at the other one. The other one's like, you haven't charmed them enough where, so they clearly reveal that they are armed. They have blasters. They're kind of as non-directly out in front being like, here, come with us. But they're just like, okay, well that was, where's the other one? Did you walk with him or are you off to the side?
I walked with.
Oh, there.
You're bad at this.
Come with us. He'll want to talk to you.
Do you have any shopping you want to finish first?
And then, like, the other guy had, like, walked farther, and they, like, flag him down. So now it's the 3 of them. They're, like, out the front.
Sure. Walk out.
As you're walking by, I'll go ahead and do your perception.
Okay. Against?
One.
One?
One. One difficulty.
That's it? Oh, yep. One difficulty?
Yeah, one difficulty.
Okay, got it. I'll roll. 2 successes with 1 advantage.
As they're kind of heading you, corralling you out of the night market, you hear in very, very poor attempt at Mary Allen, the artist that you were talking to, playing a song. You get a little bit more kind of, again, it's really hard, but also your Mary Allen's not that great either. You're hearing like different words that you didn't fully remember from the first time you heard it. So if you tried to recall this again, you'll have a little bit more kind of more of the pieces of the song are put together. But you're ushered out the front of the...
What do I get?
Hmm?
What do I get?
You're still piecing it together.
Okay.
I take my friend's arm.
The sound of it, and maybe correct me if this was already said last time. The more that you're hearing, it's about the artist-ish and... Oh, no, I said businesswoman, right?
Mm-hmm. Before?
Did I give them genders?
No.
The business person is the woman... And the artist is a male.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get like gender pronunciation from it. And outside, there's a few more of these kind of poorly dressed, poorly disguised, so you're assuming is Yemlock Corporation individuals. If there was any doubt, it is expelled from your mind, as in front of the night market is a series, or just one giant black kind of think. SUV, or it's like an unmarked land speeder, mm-hmm. like a Yem, or I guess it is marked, so that's like a Yemlaw Corporation like logo on the door. It opens up, and the guy behind you is like, get in, the mastermind wants to talk to you.
Okay. On our way out of the bar, or out of the market, just because I think it's a good line, I've
take Io's hand, squeeze it, say that they're playing our song.
Okay. And you guys get in? Mm-hmm.
Do we have a choice? That was redundant. No. I get it.
Because we're going to fade. Cut to Groth.
We're going to die. Groth.
It is a villainesque version, hybrid of a bounty hunter, scoundrel, crime lord, smuggler den. However, it's more on par with like Las Vegas / Brisbane land. And so it's very clean, immaculate. You're getting a very much like feel that a lot of the individuals here are kind of more of the rougher side of the galaxy, but everyone kind of maintains order. Everyone kind of maintains control of what they're doing. People are drinking, having a good time. It's Vegas, but for bounty hunters, right? Last we had left, Kilara, Herg, Lyra, Cool, had gone back to Yojimbo. You're formulating your plan. You had reached out to Caleb to meet you there.
Yes.
And the bounty hunter duo, Kane and ITMS. Before we get there, because everyone's converging, Caleb. This isn't...
Your heart is exploding.
you were opening up a food bag and it exploded. This is not your first time on Groth. And so when you landed, you had decided to split up from Kilara and Herg as they were meeting the contact to go about some business of your own. Yes. You had grabbed Rue from the Ojimbo, and you're making your way through the kind of, there's like the flashier upfront, kind of like Vegas strip element of Groth. There's like resorts and casinos and clubs. But you kind of make your way to kind of the outskirts where a lot of more of just the regular level of just businesses that are there to support all of this kind of commercial endeavor to your friend's house. Your friend's establishment. Hold on. Getting my note card here real quick.
That was way
quick.
Too casual. What?
And as you enter the door, bing, bing, you greet your friend.
Those are like Trump sound effects. You're better than that.
Bing, bang, boom, bing, 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 bing.
Oh, it's because I'm looking in the wrong fucking pile. You greet your friend. Your friend is like, Caleb Seth. What are you doing here?
Ross Tano.
Yes.
It is good to see you. It is very comforting, in fact, to see you. Almost
what
as
are you?
Comforting as the waters of Glee Anselm. Almost.
Almost.
He's
you
back,
know,
baby.
You.
Yeah! He's fucking back.
I'll never get tired of your water, nautical, ocean phrases, Caleb. What are you doing here? Was this your... what are you doing on Groth? I've been here for...
It's a long story.
I got time for you. Well, last time I saw you was... I heard you were out in Manan? I think that's where you were saying you were going to? I can't remember.
Yes, it's been quite some time. This is true.
Well, he like kind of like gets up. You can tell that it's Ross's shop is very much the same as it was kind of when you had... visited before, the other times you've interacted with equipment, parts are everywhere, so it's kind of like a nutty professor of madhouse level of like it's a chaos, it all makes sense to him. There's relative equipment that he's repairing and stuff. Think of like it's his shop, right? It's like, immediately gets up, turns like the sign from open to like close. He's like, hey, let me drink something to drink. What are you doing here? I
see you keep your shop as organized as you always have.
It makes sense to me, and that's all that matters.
True. Absolutely. Your shop, your rules. Tell me how you have been.
I'm okay. I'm all right. You know, business here is interesting. It's, you know, there's not a lot of fighting that goes here, but there's a lot of people that do fight here, so they're constantly in need of, they earn some credits at the casino, and there's, you know what they say, you don't hunt the bounty hunter, you... take his credits. You know, am I right? I think that's what they say. I don't know what they say. It's been here a while. I've been here a lot. I can't believe you're here. What are you doing? Look, he goes over to a counter, and he, like, reaches under here, and he just kind of pours a couple glasses, and he hands you, like, a strange, kind of clearish liquid. And he's just like old times.
I take it from him.
He just downs it. Good business is good. It's strange. It's weird working with this type of individuals. It's definitely different than anything you and I had ever done. This is strange clientele, and it's a strange planet to be on. But
yes, but there must be a lot of business here, I would assume.
There's a lot of business, especially with, you know, the key is, yeah, I'm working my way up. The goal is you got to get one of those gladiatorial contracts. If you get a job repairing the equipment, and the armor,
and the work weapons. Never ceases.
That's the plan, at least. But it's good. It's good. There's better places to make a living than there's. Well, no, definitely worse places to make a living. But are you here for just to visit an old friend, or?
I wish that were only the case. I do have a favor to ask.
Of course. Anything for you.
Let's just say I came across this drone. I pull out Rue.
Yep.
It is not what it appears to be.
It looks like one
it's
of those...
It's had military grade upgrades. And
you don't say. And he has like these glasses and he like pulls them out and he's like trying to inspect them. May I just...
That is why I'm here. I need your help.
Go ahead and do... You're doing this with him.
Yes.
So go ahead and do, for the sake of time, a mechanics check.
Got the volume all the way up on the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be 3 difficulty.
Whoa, that's your mechanics?
Yeah.
And you're going to get...
Good at mechanics.
Yeah.
2 ability dice from Ross helping you on this.
Those are the green ones?
Those are the green ones.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
There's also 4 boosts that are in the light side pool.
I'm not good at anything.
And we're both dark side aligned.
My mind is where I want them to be.
Uh-huh. Is anybody else light side?
Now, will this be... I should say, Ross, my first order of business is to find out what information is within this unit.
Okay.
And what its programming is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's asking you above game.
Yeah.
Assuming that happens, I guess, after that, it would be something else we'd roll for that at that point. This is just to...
This is just to kind of crack the seal.
Just to crack the seal. All right. Well, I'll roll with what I have. I'm not going to use.
You got 2 abilities.
I will do 2 boosts.
Okay.
Excellent. And 1 ability.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 successes, 3 advantages.
So kind of with your help explaining some stuff, he kind of goes to work between the 2 of you. Wow, this is strange. This is 100% just a commercial kind of drone bot. I've seen these before. Their AI isn't really too much. You can start to control them, so it can't be that intensive. But there's something here in the log that doesn't... It's definitely been upgraded. It seems like there's been the AI package has been upgraded, and it seems like there's some surveillance equipment that's been added to it too. It's transmitting somewhere, and he says, does this mean anything to you? And he gives you he's like, all of this seems to have taken place around, and he gives you like a timestamp, like a star date, more or less. Go ahead and roll. Go ahead and roll your... Just roll your straight intellect.
Against anything or just
2? 2 purple.
No, let's use one boost.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
6 successes, oh. 1 disadvantage.
Ew.
Okay. I can't really make out. So you start thinking back. You start thinking back to that date. Mm-hmm. And you can't... You remember that that was right around the time that the Yojimbo had returned to the Rebel fleet, had boarded the Mon Calamari cruiser, and had given the third artifact to the Rebel Alliance. This is right after Yavin. So as you're piecing these things together, you remember that Spira is where this thing kind of appeared. You went to Yavin, and then this all kind of took place.
Which was the third artifact?
That would have been the robes.
Cloak.
The cloak.
Yeah. Okay.
So it seems like so you kind of start piecing that together. However, you can make assumptions, but you can't really know anything for sure about that. But you know exactly kind of that's when, that puts it around the time you're aboard the Rebel Alliance cruiser.
Does Rue have any specific programming within her?
It seems like the programming here is pretty simple. It's supposed to act like a normal sort of drone, and then it looks like it's been having regular kind of intervals where it's been uploading information somewhere. I can't quite tell where because it's just sending it off to some secure location. And it seems to have some sort of override to it where wherever this information is going to, I guess they can send a transmission back. Seems like if I'm reading this right, I guess they could give it orders? I don't know. Where did you get this?
Let's say I borrowed it from a friend who was not forthcoming with information about Rue.
Go ahead and roll your cool.
Where's my cool?
Cool.
I'm not cool enough to know where my cool is.
That's so cool.
Or too cool to know where my cool is. Yeah. What am I rolling against?
Two difficulty. Two purple.
My cool and my mechanics I'm rolling?
Yes. Exactly that, except minus
I'm
the mechanics.
Going to take, I don't want to take everything.
God.
Let's do a boost and an ability.
Boost and an ability.
One success, three advantages.
Okay, cool. Yeah. He doesn't seem to push the issue and seems, well, we all, yeah, if you're here on Groth, that's not my place to ask. So I guess, what do you want to do with this? And he just kind of gets like a slight smirk, like a slight like glimmer in his eye of, it's almost like it's open for him to dig into.
Well, I was under the impression that it has military upgrades as well. Does it have any type of attack or defense mechanism?
The military upgrades just seem to be communicative. It's just this hardware that's able to transmit. I mean, I don't know where this is coming from, but this is like interplanetary communication gear. This is able to, wherever it's sending this is, someone could be light years away, it seems like.
I'd like to disable its current communications link and replace it with a link to be controlled directly by me and me alone.
All right, go. He's going to add to his.
Dang.
It looks like your boy, Ross, as soon as you finish the sentence, I'm on it. Grabbing pieces, wires, smoke spilling out. He's like, anything else? That was a cinch. It's yours, man. Anything? What else am I doing to this? Well, I got her open.
And it will respond only to my commands.
Yeah. If that's all you want. Or I could put in, I roll pretty well, I could put in it. If you want it to switch just to you, you want it to operate normally under its normal protocol, and then you can switch to it or just have it be yours.
That is very interesting. It would be all right for it to operate normally until receiving a directive from me, but I do not want it to be able to communicate with whomever it was before.
Got it. Just
that line needs to be disabled.
Few taps of this like data pad and like that code's gone. It's good.
Then you have been very helpful, my friend.
Kind of puts it together, and as he's doing it, he's kind of, you know, putting the plates back on and Do you want it? Is this weird kind of like tropical color? You want something? Is that your jam? You want me to just throw a sticker on this or?
A pump game. How tropical color is this?
I think it was like purple.
Is it like something on like The Price is Right that they would be like? Yeah.
It's very noticeable, right?
He's like purple and white.
Yeah.
That's no good at all.
Sure, I don't know what you're planning on doing with this, my friend, but this thing stands out. I mean, it is a civilian drone, cough, cough, but I tell you what, and he, like, hands you, like, a little kit. It's like a modeler's kit. He's like, you don't have to decide now. You're capable enough. I've seen your handiwork. You want to spice this thing up, go for it. He kind of hands you, it's like a weird...
I'll proceed to, why not spice it up while we're here?
Oh, all right. What do you want to do to it?
I'll give it a nice two-tone, deep forest green and black look.
Perfect. That happens, and there's no rolling for it. Just, he changes it. And as he's kind of working on it, he's like, so, Caleb.
Yes, Ross.
While you're here, it's been a long time. He's like pouring another glass for both of you as you're drinking.
I'm sweating.
Do you mind if I ask a personal question? And it's only between friends, and maybe it's the excitement of doing some real work again, and I don't know, maybe the alcohol.
I do not mind, my friend. Ask away.
Did you ever find your brother? Did you ever find Vernal?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's great.
No,
he starts to...
No, Ross, it is... It is not great. I was too late. He did not make it.
He just kind of quietly pours more into both your glasses and then just pours like a little bit more into yours. And he lifts it up. May the currents take him
safely
to a better
outlook. To his destination, yes. To Vernal, Seth.
To Vernal.
Let me pay you for your troubles.
It's good to see you.
No, please,
no.
I won't.
You have to understand,
have
I live and work in a place that of my choosing. I understand. I've chosen to be here. There's a lot of rough people that come in. It's good to see a familiar face. It's good to see an old friend. And it's good to know that you're all right.
It is good to know that you fare well also.
Anytime you want to come back, but I don't know. What are you doing here besides this?
It is a long story. I am here with some friends, but I...
Oh, you have friends now?
Yes.
That's quite, you know, I'm not going to lie. It's thought I was one of your only ones. You're kind of a difficult person sometimes, Caleb. You're so mysterious when it comes to your emotions. I mean, he just starts pouring another one. It's not like,
Not like what?
You kind of get lost in your own, for a person who spends all of their time working in a workshop and equipment. I mean, I see that you have a blaster, but I don't ever recall seeing you ever fire a gun. I'm assuming your friends are either like-minded, or if they're on this planet, they're probably rough individuals. The company you keep is yours, but just watch yourself. You're not as tough as I think you are.
I will be careful.
That's all I ask.
Yes. The loss of my brother has changed me some, I think. How can it not harden you?
Just
Yeah, I understand, but don't let it... I say this with as much love as I can as an old friend to an old friend. Your brother made the decisions that he made. And it led him to the path that he went on. And as much as you or I may have wished differently, when you're involved with those types of people, it's not a long career. I just hope that you're not following down the same path.
No. No, absolutely not. And you are correct. I did everything I could to convince him otherwise. But he was so set in his ways. So sure of himself.
So ready to spend credits that he'd never had.
I guess he was always that way as far back as I can remember. He always had a way to stay afloat without swimming.
For you, I imagine that's quite impressive.
It was part of his charm. But I do wish he could have seen the bigger picture before it was too late.
Just doesn't say anything, continues to pour like another round of drinks.
Two old friends.
I was going. He's like killing the bottle. It's really just. It's
full. It's just, Ross, it's full.
Oh, you too. I'm sorry about these.
It's Dr. Pepper.
May our paths cross again under good circumstances. Truly good to see you, my friend.
It's good to see you too, Kim.
You sure you won't let me compensate you for your help?
Just, you know, if your friends have gear, I'll take your friends' credits.
Here, I'm going to reach in and grab an appropriate amount of credits. You must. Please, I insist. I drop them on the table.
Tell you what. Buy another bottle. I'll buy a better bottle. And I'll save it. Buy it with this. I'll save it for when... you come around next.
That sounds like a good plan. A good plan, my friend.
There's like a little bit left in your guys' ranks because the last one was like a very generous, almost comically so poor.
Yes, I heard it.
To strong currents, safe waters.
Strong currents and safe waters.
So after some time, you kind of talk more with Ross, you kind of get everything ready, he gives you over Rue after kind of like a fresh paint job, and as you're leaving, that's right around the time where Kilara has kind of contacted you, informed you about how they had made contact with Vendrin Kane and this new droid. You instantly remember him from Cloud City and his kind of interaction that you had with each other. The droid is a new...
Veldrin Kane, yes?
Veldrin? Yes, Veldrin Kane.
Is a new part of that, but you always sense that he had a partner that you had never seen, I believe, so this is kind of filling in those pieces. And she's telling you more about this plan as you're walking back to the Imperium. They're kind of assembling everyone to go back, and the plan is rather simple, if not ballsy, in the sense you will be presenting Herg and Lyra as bounties that have been collected to Rotha's kind of group to get in, to kind of there your way in the door. And there's basically group A, which is the bounties that are going to be presented, and the group B that are the bounty hunters. They're presenting them to get everyone into the same location. So you have some time to think about that, but everyone is back now at the Yojimbo. It is like super crowded. Because there's the three of you, there's Lyra, there's Cool, there's ITMS, and Veldrin Kane. And you're all there. Veldrin, when he sees you, Caleb, it's good to see you. I didn't think our paths would cross again. I'm glad we're still on the same side this time, it seems like.
I'm glad of that as well, Kane. Good to see you.
Okay, so you're all here together in the Ujimbo.
This is your partner, I presume.
Yes, this is ITMS. I believe you have been acquainted, though not officially, if you remember when we first met and you got the drop on me. ITMS got the drop on you.
Oh, I remember.
It's a droid. Salutations.
Salutations.
All right, enough ITMS. With the pleasantries. Let's get down to business. Captain, would you mind going over the plan one more time?
Simple enough. We're going to present Herg and Lyra to whomever is in charge right now in the absence of Ruatha and Gorampu, if Randall's information is correct. We'll equip them.
It's correct. I have not met this individual, but they go by the name of the Mastermind.
The Mastermind?
It's somewhat of a joke, I guess, but that's the name. That's the name, I guess.
Some sense of humor.
This is the person we will be delivered to?
That's correct.
Okay.
We'll make sure that both of you are equipped so that you can break out of the prison. In theory, you'll be delivered to wherever Emrys is being held. That is the hope, anyway. But even if you're not, Lyra should be able to get you to wherever she's being kept.
Right.
The main resort here on Groth is called Kui Kuni Bunko. It literally translates to mean Queen's Palace in Huttese, which gives you an idea of what kind of character Ruatha is. It was a hut palace, historically, that's been converted into a casino over the years. And because it is such an ancient structure, there are underground tunnels that go in between both the personal holding cells of Ruatha and the gladiatorial arena, which is really her favorite aspect of her little or not so little resort. Lyra knows her way around them, so she should be able to get you to Emrys. In theory, it should be simple enough for the two of you to escape that way and for us to rendezvous with you and get off this planet.
So the plan is for us to escape via tunnels.
From the inside.
To Harbulary Bunko.
Sure.
Kui Kuni.
It means queen.
Kui Kuni Bunko.
Yes. Kui Kuni Bunko.
Closer.
Good.
Kui Kuni.
ITMS, that's not what you're saying.
It's ITMS, don't. Just don't.
Yes. IBS, I've got it. Quilcoporo.
We'll approach Bunko. The casino as a whole group. Once we arrive, then, cool, that's where you come in. You'll separate from us. Keep watching the casino. Keep your eyes or oculary receptors open for any sort of suspicious activity. Anybody who looks like they might be trailing us or onto us.
So Kane and ITMS are going to turn in Lyra and Herg.
I am going with them.
In disguise.
You are going with them in disguise.
Yes. You were good enough to modify that flight suit for me.
Yes, remember when you did that?
I do. She's literally wearing it now.
Yes.
It looks very good on you.
Good work. Good work.
And what am I to do?
Well, that's the thing, is on my last search, there was no bounty out for you.
There is not.
But can we risk that, Captain?
It is possible, however, that people might know that Caleb is associated with this crew.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so there's two options.
Famous.
The way I see it, either Caleb, you can work with the droids, keep an eye on the perimeter of the casino, provide backup if needed, or if they do recognize you, then you assisted us in making this acquisition.
But I don't understand. If they recognize Caleb, are you saying that we will lie and say that he changed sides to turn us in?
That's the idea.
Wouldn't it be risky to assume that they wouldn't assume that Caleb is pulling a ruse on them?
I don't know how smart these people are.
I mean, he goes by the name The Mastermind.
He clearly thinks that he is quite smart.
Which probably means that he isn't.
Let us hope.
Unless it is an ironic name assigned to him by someone else, because he is in fact a mastermind, and he wants people to know this who will approach him.
Herc, do you know what it is to overthink a thing?
Yes.
To also, literally think too much about one thing.
Unless...
Herc, trust me. I know Ruatha. She's not into irony.
Okay. It's just... Well... It's my wife, that's all.
I know. And we're getting you as close to her as we possibly can.
I've been overthinking this for months, thinking about every possible scenario, circumstance.
If anything goes wrong, we're on the outside, and I should be able to access the underground cells where, in theory, Emrys and yourself should be kept.
The droids are already on the outside. I think I can be more helpful if I join you.
I would agree with that.
I would also agree with that. Okay.
Real quick.
Yes.
We ended our first round.
Oh, really?
Tier 2, light side.
Oh.
So every time you pull from the light side, you'll be getting an added ability to your dice roll.
Ooh.
I'm going to reset the clock.
An added ability. That's
good. So this plan is kind of formulated.
Yes.
So we get it Caleb is
Caleb's coming with us.
Coming with you guys.
Yep, we're going to see what happens.
Great. Our second round is called the Rebel Scum.
Oh.
And here's some things that will be potentially unlocked for the newest addition to the Rebel fleet, the Rebel Scum, an Imperial Star Destroyer commanded by the one, the only, Randall Rupert.
Randall Rupert.
Light side, tier 1, is enhanced engines. This is a big ship, so it allows it to get around faster. Tier 2 light side is they were able to fully secure the Star Destroyer. You guys ran into an issue there before, so there's no more.
Yeah, there's still bad guys on it.
And tier 3 light side is Rebel support. So this is a ship that is defected to the Rebel Alliance. As of that being the case, the Rebel Alliance is keen on making sure that it's filled with Rebel support. That comes with both the crew that are on the ship and supporting kind of ships to go along with it. So the Rebels being like, no, this is defected. We're going to... Yes?
Is it cumulative?
Tiers? Screw it! Yeah!
Okay! All right!
Good question. As far as you get up, good call. Sometimes it pays to ask. You will unlock everything. So if you get to your 3 light side, you go boom, 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 boom. Dark side, we have enhanced weapons. So this is a Star Destroyer now with some extra firepower.
Ooh, cool.
Tier 2 dark side is they find aboard this Star Destroyer an Imperial prototype of what that is.
Oh.
I will not tell you. And then tier 3 dark side in typical... potentially Randall fashion. It's defected to the Rebel Alliance, but he seems to fill it more with, it looks like a mercenary crew than that of a full Rebel Alliance. So with that, we're going to start our second round.
Can the prototype be the four-wheeler?
It was the one that we totally forgot on the... Anyways, I'm not kicking myself for that. Anyways, all right, so you guys are going.
Okay.
Caleb, you're going with... them,
yes. Since
the droids are going to be on the perimeter.
Yes.
The three of you plus Veldrin are going in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
With Herc and Lyra.
With Herc and Lyra, yeah.
Captured.
Sorry. Okay, so you guys are making your way.
Put some fake blood on me to make it seem as though there was a struggle. And cuff my paws or back behind my back.
Yes. I also want to try and conceal that, like, vibro knife. Mm-hmm. That I have on Lyra's body, so she has something.
Okay. That's gonna...
Is that doable?
Roll your skullduggery.
What are they?
Okay.
Skullduggery.
There's no such thing as metal detectors in the Star Wars.
Or something.
No.
Except that one. Sensors. Never
mind. Except, yeah.
Sensors of some sort.
Difficulty?
I'll make it three.
Three?
Three.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, maybe we can hide it in some of my fur.
Right, right.
Tape it on there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's nothing on the dark side.
You can pull from the light. You still get the bonus.
I just am, like, really hurting myself really badly a lot because I keep pulling from the light side.
That's true.
At what point are these two very light, nice people going to get some more light side points?
Also,
so they can pull from the light
side.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you guys are trying to rest. Gabe says some orphans. That seems pretty nice.
It does seem pretty nice.
She's already nice, light side.
Also, I don't know. These say two. What happens.
Light, he's been a very good boy.
Light and dark doesn't
success,
mean good or evil.
One disadvantage.
Okay, you're able not. To hide it.
Yeah.
It's not, there's not like a, hold it in your hand.
Right, exactly.
But it's, you know, there's always a potential for.
Metal detectors.
Dark side.
Okay, so you guys are all moving the towards. Kui Kwon I Bonko.
Bonko, yeah.
And as you're moving towards it, we're going to do a fade.
Excellent.
Io, Aaron, you're in this kind of decked out land speeder. Think of it kind of like a, it's not as obnoxious as one of those stretch Hummer limousines where it's like all that way, but it's
but
about
it's
like
close.
Half of that, right? Okay. So it's like just enough to be like, okay, this is kind of maneuverable, but kind of obnoxious still because it's this giant thing, but it's decked out. There's like, you know, dewback leather seats. There seems to be mood lighting. There's like an alcohol bar.
An alcohol bar, just there.
That's
right. It's not a juice bar.
No. Well, it don't serve cookies there.
Could be an oxygen bar.
Yeah. It's Star Wars. It could be oxygen
bar.
It could be an ice cream bar. Damn it.
It could be an exam you take after law
school. Ice cream bar.
Yeah, one.
Who can take the sunrise? It's a candy bar.
That guy was creepy.
You enter, and you're kind of escorted, and immediately the land speeder starts to move.
Mm-hmm. To see who again? Who did they say we're going to see?
The mastermind.
Yeah, so I thought.
Inside, it looks like the far end of this land speeder. It's like all the mood lighting is like here, and then it gets to a point where it just stops, so it's just all in shadows. There are two individuals that are in the light that look like big, very similar to the bodyguard that you had seen in Fu with the one gentleman. They're there. They're not saying anything. You just hear a voice. Coming from the dark area of this land speeder. Please, make yourself at home. If you'd like a drink, go ahead and pull one.
May I ask you your name?
No, but I can ask you your name. Except I already know that apparently it's Aaron Val and Io Corvica, it seems.
You got us.
I feel like my men may need some training. It seems like you, more like you gave yourself up. But I appreciate that, and with that...
At the
oh, no, please. Continue. There's nothing wrong or wrong to fear here. You can partake of the drink. And trust me, if we wanted you dead, we would have killed you a long time ago.
They would have cattle-prodded me already, Io.
Yes, and for that, I apologize. Again, it's just still a voice coming from, like, a dark corner. Or the dark end of the land speeder. And I apologize for that. It's just you were kind of not getting the hint that you're not really welcome here. You're snooping around wrong places. I just need to ask some simple questions.
That's fair. Not getting the hint is one of my specialties.
Who sent you?
First, I just want to go over something with my friend Io. Over under that he's tiny. Just a... just a little doll.
They normally are.
Go ahead and roll.
Just...
go ahead and roll.
Just like a baby-sized thing.
Do your coercion on this.
What am I rolling against?
I'm gonna make it three.
Three purple?
Three purple. Pull from the light side.
I could.
You get that added boost.
This isn't really worth it.
It's up to you. You're really just trying to make fun of him right now, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a very light-sided thing to do.
So I'll just roll and see what happens. 8 triumphs.
Oh shit. Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Four failures and one advantage.
That would be amazing if you rolled 8 triumphs.
Alright, well if you're gonna okay. He asked you that question. You think over under him peaceful?
They normally are.
Partial lighting comes on in the back. And you see very fine looking shoes, legs, like just normal humanoid sized legs. I assure you, I'm not a small, tiny person. We can either make jokes or we can get to the bottom of this.
Did any of the other like guys get in the limo with us? The guys that escorted us?
No.
Just okay. The two that you mentioned.
Just the two that are like right next to him.
Okay. I owe the guy with the cattle prod some credits. He bet that you were a small, tiny baby person. I said you were a normal sized.
Go ahead and roll again. You rolled a failure with an advantage.
4 failures with an advantage.
Okay, do it again. It's going to be 4 difficulty now.
What am I rolling?
4 difficulty against well, your. You're trying to get under him. Yeah, do your coercion again. That's what I really want you to do for this.
Okay.
But do it nicely so you can pull from the light side.
Yep. 1 success.
Okay.
1 triumph.
Whoa!
1 disadvantage.
Okay.
What does that mean?
There's a click. And the doors lock.
Oh.
In the land speeder, you're already moving. They lock.
Mm-hmm.
The lights start to kind of come on as they head towards it. And you see that at the opposite end of the land speeder is a Bothan. I assure you, I... adequately sized for my species. Now, kindly ask you to either take this seriously or, well, you already have all your stuff, so I can't really take anything from you, but...
It's true. And I apologize. We're just trying to solve some mysteries ourselves. What was the question?
Who sent you?
She did.
Then, what is it that you want? Why are you here?
I hear Chandrille is lovely this time of year.
It is a wonderful place, indeed. There's lots of it. Almost, I would say, an entire other planet. Rest of it to explore. And yet, you both decide to sneak onto private property. After asking around... Why are you here?
I'm a fan of wine.
Great. There's some wonderful wine right there.
From
please help
what?
Yourself.
Estate.
Say that again?
From what estate?
I don't stock the barn myself, ma'am. That is beneath me. I just enjoy it.
Can I see what bottles
sure.
are there?
There's a bunch of bottles of wine.
Anything from Vale Dahlia?
Nope.
I've already had those.
Great. So if I'm getting this correctly, you're here on Chandrille to enjoy the lovely scenery and to drink wine. And your idea to do that is to break into private property.
The most exclusive wine tastes the best.
I can assure you, there is no wine there.
I had a really lovely 5,000 credit bottle. Love that dye of vintage.
Go ahead and roll. Do your negotiation on this.
Negotiation.
Do your charm. Do your charm.
Okay.
Your charm.
Oh, even better. All right, against
5 purple dice.
Okay.
You got some light side.
I've got. I'm gonna take 2 boosts.
Which gives you an ability.
Yep.
And I'm gonna take an extra ability on top of that. So sure. I'm gonna throw in 2 abilities.
Nice.
Okay. 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 3 successes and 2 advantages. Oh, sorry. 3 successes and make that 3. One advantage because I'm canceling out stuff.
He just kind of stops for a moment from talking to you. He looks at the guards. Did you grab the right? These are the people. One of them hands in like a data pad and he's like filming over it. He's like looking at it. Okay, you're wasting my time, and it's way too valuable to be spent needlessly going around in circles. If you want wine, and you want wine, yes, it used to make wine. It doesn't anymore. If that's what you want, I'll tell you what. I will get you 4, 5, 10. How many bottles of this do you want to go away so I can stop having to deal with the two of you causing problems?
Of the vintage from Vale Daya?
Yes.
All of them, plus a private tour of the estate?
No dice.
Roll how many dice?
No.
No. No dice.
I'm sorry. You want to come into our... You want a tour of our facility.
It was
and
really,
all of the bottles of wine.
Really good bottle of wine.
Go ahead and roll. Now do your negotiation.
Okay. Negotiation. 1, 2, 3. Against.
Five red dice.
Oh.
Dang.
I would throw in dice, but I'm rolling against 5 red.
Weirder things have happened.
You'll get an extra at least.
Yeah. All right. I'll take 2 more boosts.
Do it.
And that ability. So I'm going to throw in 2 ability.
Yep.
Let's see what that does. Oof. 2 advantages. Canorse.
Man.
Yep.
Yeah,
I could have gotten
really
5 disparities.
Could have gotten a lot worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 advantages.
Mm-hmm. It's worth every single one of those 5,000 credits.
I will give you. How much to hold on? And he's just looking at it. No, infant. If you promise to leave, I will give you a case of this wine and passage anywhere you want to go. But you take it right now and you get off this planet.
Immediately? I'm sorry, we don't have a deal.
I don't understand. You're here for wine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offering you the wine. You've should be in jail for what you've done, but instead, you're free. And yet, so the only possible explanation is there's something else. So either you're going to tell me the truth right now of what it is that you actually want and who you are and what's going on, or this ride has suddenly gone from polite to something else very quickly.
I just really want to see the inside of that winery.
We're looking for information about my friend's family.
You said you already know who I am. Why I'm here shouldn't be a secret.
takes a moment. He looks like the back where there's like the partition that's up. He's like, stop, stop the speeder. And it just kind of comes to a stop. You're right. And that's exactly why the two of you are here, still breathing.
That was the speeder stopping.
Good, I'm glad we finally stopped. I said that 30 seconds ago.
Is the line still pouring from earlier?
Sudden cat noise.
I will tell you this. This has been pleasant enough as one can be as I'm pulled away from my duties. There is nothing for you there, Io Corvica. No longer belongs to your family. It belongs to us.
Yemlaw? Who exactly is Yemlaw? I'm sorry, it's just I would really like to know the people who are living in my house.
It's strange because I believe the Corvica family stopped paying taxes on that estate a long time ago.
Oh,
and we own it according to both the Galactic Empire and the Shandrillan government. So as far as I see it, you are constantly trying to break into and ask to enter my house. So I ask you one last time. Would you like a bottle of wine and a ticket off the planet?
No dice.
Great. Well, he just kind of looks at both the guards and he's like,
well, let me ask you a question. Why are we alive? You know who we are. You sprang us from jail. You're giving us a ride in your car. You're a businessman. Do we have some kind of value to you?
Go ahead and roll. Do your charm.
My business charm. Rolling against?
Four. Three difficulty. One challenge dice.
Okay. I'm going to... I'm going to clear out dark, if that's okay with you two.
Yeah, so three setback and... Yeah.
I'm hoping to only talk to people, so...
You don't need anything.
I feel like...
You'd be better at going...
Five successes.
And actually shooting.
No, like,
you smile
just,
and you're like...
The reason you're both still alive is because, indeed...
The worst target.
Your name is Io Corvica, and out of whatever minute respect we have for your family and having owned it for so long, you are still alive. You are alive, Baron Majestic, Aaron Bell, for the reason of not wanting to anger one of the war barons, baronesses, of a very powerful planet, despite only being 5 years old. So, your names alone have bought you this. But my patience is wearing out. You can have a ticket off this planet.
Cassio Corvica. What happened to him?
It's all we want.
Not my...
Sevka Corvica. What happened to her?
It's not my job.
I know what happened to Solovar and Bogavir. What happened to Yannick?
And what happened to them? Just to be clear, you know what happened to them. How does a 4-year-old really understand what's happening to them?
More than anything else, I know what happened. What happened to Yannick?
We're done here. And the landspeeder starts to move again. I'd like both of you to roll your coordination.
You got this. You guys got this.
You ever see Silver Streak?
No.
What are we rolling against?
Have you?
No.
3 difficulty.
Team Wilder gets kicked off the throne. I'll take one step back. Literally like 5 times. He keeps getting back on somehow.
One step back? Okay.
I'll take 2 boosts and I'm going to add the ability.
Yep.
Was that another? Was Gene
Wilder? 2 successes. It's
like a good one.
I'm not much, but 5. I am coordinated.
5 successes and 2 advantages.
Okay.
They're fine.
Despite kind of having a lot of motions going through, you hear an acceleration and you realize that it's not the land speeder that you're in. So you momentarily reach over and grab Aaron as Shrek! Something rams into the land speeder that you're in as it proceeds to tumble end over end over end.
Wow.
And that's where we're going to cut.
Oh, dang.
Oh, that's not what I thought was going to happen.
Wow. No.
But you're both fine in the sense of you rolled
relatively well.
Or are they?
Well.
Who knows?
Okay, in the sense that you're not tossed around in this.
Yay.
Meanwhile, on Groth.
Yes.
You're all kind of making your way to
Kuni Bunko.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah. And the closer and closer you get to this kind of like main heart of this kind of area that you're in on Groth, the more you're seeing kind of the ridiculous, or maybe not if this is your thing, like spectacle of splendor. You're seeing like these large kind of like Greco-Roman like pillars and archways, and there's like these like giant statues. Imagine like these kind of like conquering Roman kind of esque, but it's like huts, so it's really kind of like out of place.
You're in Caesar's palace.
It's 100% that. But you do realize that like some of these are actually very old. From what Kilar said, this used to be an ancient hut throne world. So like a lot of this is more on the line of Caesar's Palace, where it's like, is this the real Caesar live here, kind of thing? But there are some kind of element, but it's just ridiculous. Shiny gold everywhere. It seems like just, it's
unnecessary.
Extremely unnecessary. So the more and more you're moving towards it, you're seeing this large kind of like palace structure with all these kind of smaller buildings around it. You can hear kind of as there's like transportation like going to and fro. It's like there's enough, this is big enough where they're having like supplies brought like directly into this area. And their building slightly off to the side is very familiar-esque to you in its design, in the sense it's a Colosseum. And it feels very much like the Colosseum you had briefly been on Nar Shaddaa. It's almost like that one had been recreated to kind of mirror this, but this is just larger, more grandiose in its scale. You're hearing like the crowd and cheers already from it. It seems like what you're guessing is that this is like there's always games that are being run in here.
On Nar Shaddaa.
Nar Shaddaa, you were going after Ogilhai the Hutt.
Ogilhai, yeah.
That was with
when Virgo tried to
poison him.
With poison.
Yes. So you're moving closer, and again, it's just this ridiculous feeling. There's a security checkpoint that's kind of just there. It's like the regular security for getting in.
And I'm restraining Lyra. I mean, acting like I am.
Go ahead.
I'm acting defeated.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your perception.
Okay.
Okay.
See what I perceive.
I'm acting it's like a sad Chewbacca.
You're a sad Chewbacca. It's going to be 2 difficulty.
2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll take a setback boost.
Sure.
Ah, two failures with four advantage.
Okay.
Well, your advantage, your advantages outweigh your failures.
Yeah. I don't see anything, but... Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Captain.
Well, yeah. So you don't... So you're just kind of... You're focused on playing a part. So mm-hmm. you're just focused on getting there. So whatever else it was potentially that you saw, you don't see it. But you're, like, hearing... the kind of conversation as you're moving closer to the kind of perimeter. And it's like these guys are talking, so the sense that you're getting is from the level of kind of laxness that they have, especially with your time here, Ruoth is 100% not on the planet because they would have taken it a lot more seriously, right?
Right.
So you're getting that, and like kind of as you're moving forward, they're like talking, it's like, I can't believe... You know, he's back. It's just ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, you know, when you're gone for that long, who would have thought that Rocho Vado would be back? It's crazy. And they're, like, kind of, like, talking to you, and they, like, look over, and they're like, I'm sorry, can I help you? First, real quick.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and roll.
Okay.
Do your intellect.
Okay.
I'm going to make it two, but give you a natural boost.
All right, I'll take the other one too. Three success to advantage.
Okay. As they're saying that, the name kind of, you hear it and you're like, you think you remember hearing that before. And it may have been in either, if it happened directly in the moment or shortly thereafter within talking to Io. But if you remember, when you were on Bakura, and you were both kind of stranded on the planet, Io, if again, not in the moment, shortly thereafter, in your guys' times, remember, mentions, you asked, like, what were you really doing out there? And she was after
somebody.
A bounty, and it was picked up by a different bounty hunter named Rocho Vado.
Sorry, what?
R-A-C-H-O.
Rocho.
Rocho.
V-A-D-O.
Vado. Rocho Vado. That was the name that they said?
Rocho Vandyman Vado Savage.
Roch Vado?
Roch.
R-A-C-H-V-A-D-O.
Roch Vado.
Roch.
Brother.
That's the name they said?
That was the name that they were talking about.
We just heard them mumbling.
Yeah. Like, the way that they're talking about it is kind of like...
Hmm.
It'd be like... It's just... It's... Not quite the level of somebody talking about, like, Boba Fett.
Right.
Or any of, like the OG bounty hunter crew, but it's, like, up there where they're like, holy shit, like, I can't believe it.
Cool, got it.
I'm sorry,
Do we all hear this?
Yeah, everybody hears that. Right. Sure. I'm sorry, where are you taking this thing?
We have business with Ruatha.
Ruatha isn't here, I'm sorry. Are you on the guest list? This is just, like, this is...
Then we seek an audience with whoever is in charge in her stead.
Go ahead and roll your negotiation.
Okay.
Nice.
Against?
Three.
Three? Okay. One success, one triumph, and one advantage.
Okay, so you're kind of, like, talking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I am? And you kind of, like, love, like, what this is going on. And they're like, You proceed to tell them that you have...
People. Who are of interest to her.
They ask you, who are you... What is that? I don't understand what that means. Who do you have?
She has a bounty out on many people. We just happen to be turning in a couple of them.
They seem to, like, at first, like, reluctantly... Just be like, this isn't our job. But then they look and they see, like, Herg. And they're like... You see, like, a moment of kind of clarification, like, realization of maybe not necessarily who he is, but more so what he is.
And they're like, Come on. And they like, yeah, and the gate opens up. You just wait here. We'll send, Roth is gone. Gorham Poo's gone. It's just the mastermind, but he'll want to pull away from the casino for this. Just wait right here. We'll get it. Just don't move.
See that you do.
So they run in. Or like one of them is there. He's like, trying to like, get runs off. Veldrin just kind of, this is going a lot easier than I imagined. What exactly is it that, and never mind. After a brief moment, they come. They're like, it's like a little, again, it's like Brisbane Land. So it's like a shuttle that like comes up. All gold, like all like gold plating, like
perfect,
but not real gold, like fake crappy right. gold. So like parts of it are like turning green from like
right,
just grossness.
Some guy that's like, welcome to yeah. Groth. Groth was once a hut homeland, a throne world. Giving you the history, yeah.
As you're moving,
many powerful huts lived here for many years, ruling over centuries. You can see the exploits of all of these beautiful and very fit huts.
Muchas huts, muy fuerte. Yeah.
The Spanish comes in. Yeah. And look at that, a baby hut.
If you look to your right, you'll see the Colosseum, where you can enjoy games up to the death. And so you guys are just on this thing moving towards like the main structure. So this is like a large casino. You see that there's just like hotels
right.
that are like small little like buildings around it that are for like guests mm-hmm. or whatnot. Farther off to like the side in between this main casino kind of palace mm-hmm. is the Colosseum, and like in between that you see that there's these very like lavish, lush kind of like bungalows that are like on the edge of like the jungle area that's like this is like preserved yeah. and kept. And so you guys are all in it, heading towards this casino.
Are the guys, the security guard guys that we encountered with us?
No, they stayed.
Oh,
they're
okay,
like,
so
just
we're
stay,
by
and
ourselves.
He'll take you right there. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's basically like a droid.
All right.
Bot thing.
Does it seem like there's like surveillance technology on this cart?
You can do perception.
All right, I'll roll for perception. Yeah. Okay. That would be no. I'll go with this.
Oh.
Analog.
The thing is, the audience can see what we roll.
I know.
No, yeah. But I can't either, so this is really how you want
to
cheat.
Keith, just, I trust him.
Two purple, two difficulties.
And I will use one setback, turn it into a beast, and that's it.
A beast.
Shit. okay, this and this. Cancel
yep.
it out.
So,
one success, one advantage.
You see nothing on the cart that would, this is any sort of value that they would put some sort of security system
on. Under my breath, kind of.
The droid itself is like, it's just programmed to like kind of take to and
drive.
From. So it has no.
It was like the droid before they put in C-3PO. It's like whoever that guy was at Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Stuck up at the front.
Yes.
It's just not even engaging at all. Under my breath.
It was always C-3PO.
No.
In Star Tours?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, there was the old pilot on Star Tours.
You're with the little...
Rex?
The
little,
yeah.
Like DJ head.
Yeah.
DJ Rex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up in the front of Star Tours, up in the little cockpit.
Yeah, before 3PO.
And then
I thought you meant in the queue. Sorry, I'm getting...
No,
okay, actually,
no.
Oh, Captain Rex, yeah.
Yeah, Captain Rex.
Paul
yeah,
Rubens.
Now first name basis all of a sudden.
Yeah. And now the story is
way
like,
back. We totally hang on.
C-3PO and R2-D2 get like mixed up and they get on Star Tours, so that C-3PO
like,
is like...
Yeah.
Are this what the discussion we're having on the cart?
I, under my breath, say to Caleb, seems they haven't recognized you, Caleb.
Keep it down, hairball.
Ouch!
Okay. So you guys arrive.
Lighting to the droid and say 00110001, which is translated is this must get pretty boring for you heading back and forth like this, doesn't it? see if he's interested in conversing at all.
Okay, so it's like super a rudimentary droid, like it's just
there. It's a rudimentary question.
primary function to go to destination. Primary purpose is fulfilled. Primary purpose is enjoyable.
He's not a conversationalist. Actually, I say that over here. Because you're a hairball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with kind of like a jerk, comes to a stop. You're there. A person runs out. Oh my gosh. Oh, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's like an attendant. Killar are instantly having flashbacks to that rascally personal assistant on Spira, getting exactly those kind of vibes. This is so exciting. He is Herg. This is amazing. You've brought Herg. This is fantastic. Who is who? Who else is a bounty here? Raise your hand.
Well, she can't very well raise her hand as they're bound.
Lyra just kind of takes, oh, yes, sorry, this is so exciting. This is, Wrother will be so pleased. And I'm sorry, where are my manners? Please come on in. And just opens up, and it's just this, again, obnoxiously just gold everywhere. There's like, it's a casino, people are having a great time. This is so exciting. As you're doing, you're starting to see security. That's as soon as you enter the door, there's two guards on like each side as they're moving. Please. I apologize. I'm unfamiliar with all of you.
Real quick, can we just do a flashback to on the Yojimbo? Herg is telling the captain, if you use a fake name, make sure it's convincing and not something like Schleb, Mick, Schleb, Schleb. Really stupid and fake. Whatever you do. And then back to the present, and I'm just like,
Or Fred Jenkins.
Yeah. It's Steve. They're all Steve.
Just the Steve. Worst name ever, Captain.
Dave.
Oh, hey, I'm Dave.
Like Lucy and Charlie Brown before or something.
It's like three
seasons.
We've had all Lucy.
Multiple Susan.
Yes, lots of Susan. Both genders.
Suzanne.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, and then I guess this is your first time here, because normally you don't come through the front, you go, we have a special drop-off for the bounties, it's over closer to the Coliseum, as you can imagine, they just go straight into the, then they go back in, but...
We like to make an entrance.
Of course, and I'm sorry, let me help expand upon your interest. Who exactly are you?
Just take us to see this mastermind.
Of course, but I need to let the master... He's very particular.
We are here to collect the bounty on these two.
I understand this, but I need to proclaim you to the mastermind. He's very particular about it. He needs to know who the bounties are, who the credits are going out for accounting, and it's just... It's important.
My name is Riker.
Deshra.
It's better than Shlevi, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Cut back to when we had that flashback to the Yojimbo. And when you said that to Killara, Veldrin was like, that's a good point, Herg. If you were going to give me a name, what would you say that alias should be?
My fake name?
No, mine, no. If I'm going in there.
Because you're Herg.
Oh, yes.
You have to be Herg.
Right. Your alias should be
I feel like if they asked me, they would have shot me by now.
That's why we're discussing it now on the ship. It has
of course,
to be good.
This is good. This it has is to important.
Be
good.
Your name should be
Mal Reynolds.
Shleb.
Sham.
Sham. Just Sham.
Sham. Wow.
Wow. Sham. Wow. Sham. Wow.
Well.
Yes.
You know what, Herg? You actually go ahead and roll. Do your charm on
that's
this.
That's perfect. That's
this
a Star Wars
isn't
name.
Isn't this a flashback?
Sham. Yeah. Wow.
Do your charm on this.
It is a flashback.
Sham. Wow.
One difficulty.
Oh, my goodness.
Easy. Okay. You know what? I'm going to pull from the light side.
He's making you roll after. After his Schleg. He's making you roll.
Don't what? I'll take all three.
You can add it.
I got it.
We can have a negative one.
To make ShamWow work?
Yes.
Okay. I really want this to work.
But she's already said her name.
No,
this is for
Veldrin.
For Veldrin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shem Wow.
Maybe he's okay with using his real name.
Of the maze system.
Why doesn't he use his real name?
I don't know. He is about it.
Oh, yeah. It's about to fucking work.
Shit.
Oh no.
Oh no.
It's gonna work.
Yes.
Why doesn't Veldrin use his real name?
One success, three advantages.
Oh my god.
And I'm
Shem Wow
of the maze system.
Yes.
And he look. It seems like he's kind of done something to his stuff where
that really
he's not,
got to Emma. That really got her.
He's an infomercial.
It's a stupid, stupid reference.
His appearance somewhat. Okay, great, excellent, excellent. And I know of that means that this is, of course, the Bounty Herg. And who is this?
This is Lyra and Kala.
It's almost like a record scratch. You kind of get the feeling, yeah, of the, like the guards around. Oh, this is indeed a wonderful day. Rotha will be so happy. Please! And this attendant kind of moves you through the main casino. You're going through. It looks, again, a lot of gold. Just a lot of gold pillars, columns, statues. Finally, you kind of get to an area. There's like a service elevator, and you're going up to kind of like the palace spot that overlooks everything, like the whole city that you're in, level up top. Whew, this is very exciting. Normally, again, I don't handle the bounties. This is quite amazing.
Given you our names.
Yes.
Would you be so kind as to honor us with yours?
Flashback to him earlier that morning.
What's my name? What if I gotta give a fake name?
Yeah. No, I don't like that one either.
What should I do?
Shake weight.
Shake weight.
It's Tresh Shakwa.
Tresh Shakwa.
Oh, Shakwa.
Which translates Shakwa loosely to thigh master.
Shake weight. Shakwa.
Shakwa. Shakwa.
Oh, I get it now. Okay.
Back to my ship, the scrum dad. Yes, that is. I'm sorry. This is so exciting. I normally, like I said, I don't deal with the bounties. This is most unusual, but I'm sure we'll make an exception for this. Of course. Excellent. We're here. And it opens up, and it's just this almost, I think very much like the Iron Throne. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones is like these columns. There's these like tapestries with like Ruatha's like hut families and like their history. There's like just almost naked serving boys walking around with fruits going absolutely nowhere. Like they're just walking out a door and in a door, and you see like a throne that's up there. It's a hut size, but it's like a chair has been placed there, kind of when Ruatha's gone. Normally Gormpu would kind of sit here and manage it, but. Please, just come forward. I've been told that the mastermind wanted to come here himself and oversee this. Please, can I get you guys any refreshments or anything? And at this point, you've seen that those two guards on each side is now kind of more come out of like the pillars. And now it's about like 10 and 10.
Guards.
There's about like 20 guards on each side. Can I get you refreshments, anything? I know you have the helmet on. You can take it off. The air is quite breathable here.
I prefer to remain masked, if you don't mind.
Of course. Something to drink?
Some ale.
Of course. I'll be right. Please, just enjoy. The mastermind will be out any moment. I'll be right back.
Trish Fruit runs boy. Off. Fruit boy.
It's just like a...
No, grab something red. That'll be all.
As you're waiting there for a minute, you're enjoying your fruit. Killar, you can tell that Lyra is like starting to get a little anxious. There's just like a slight kind of like tapping the foot, but it's like it's just noticeable to just kind of like a to you, right? Just this like tick that she has.
Right.
As there's just kind of this tension as you're just building up, waiting.
I squeeze her arm. Like in a way that is not obvious.
Yeah. Go ahead and do your leadership.
Leadership. Okay.
Leadership squeeze.
And I get a natural boost, right? Because she's an ally of mine.
Yep.
And what's the difficulty?
Four.
Okay. Two success.
Like the tapping stops, just. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a breath out.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly just. Walking out from behind a pillar, holding data pad, looking down at it. Extremely focused, kind of almost on something else. Reaching the chair again the whole time, not paying attention, and then sitting down. Is Sewell. And we're going to cut.
It's one of the members of my old pirate crew.
Sewell. That's better.
He
it's
was
a better
the
name
one
for Star Wars.
There is
the
only Sewell.
He was in the fridge.
In the fridge?
Ghostbusters.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
No, but he was on Spira.
Yep.
He was. We're fucked.
You are both in the land speeder. You weren't strapped in, so you're...
Oh, great.
But you were able to kind of use the momentum, kind of tuck up in a bowl and are like rolling with it. So you're still kind of getting banged up, but it's not anything minor where you're getting any sort of damage.
No, you missed.
The guards are on the ground.
Are we on the ground? Are we?
The land speeder is on its roof.
Okay, so it's upside down.
It's upside down.
Okay.
You guys are on it. You both come to. The other three, so the two guards and the Bonthan, are out.
They're out cold?
They're out, seemingly. Suddenly, you're out cold. They're out cold, sorry.
Okay. Mentally, clarity, are we discombobulated? Are we?
Slightly from the sense of just the impact, but a level of like we're able to maintain some level of coordination as the wreck was happening, so it goes by pretty quickly.
Okay. Okay. Are you?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
You. Oh, look, your collar's crooked again. Aaron.
Yeah.
I think they're dead.
Oh, that's not good. I sort of pop over to our Bothan friend.
Sure.
And I guess try to see if he's alive or not.
Do a medicine check?
I will. Actually, may I use the...
Yeah.
I keep forgetting we have it now.
Yes.
What am I rolling against?
You're rolling medicine?
Two.
Two purple?
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll take, oh, you guys are so dicked over there, though. I'll take one boost.
Sure.
And hopefully the internet will provide so that you guys don't all die.
As a reminder to everyone, we're at 10 minutes left of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is four.
And it's cumulative.
It's cumulative, so you will unlock everything from that tier and below. And this is for, dare I even say, the greatest hero of this story, Randall Rupert.
Ugh.
And all of the brave souls that are aboard his ship. Not just him, but all of the brave souls. So if you unlock all three, and another reminder, subs, $50 worth of points. Either way, just think about it. What'd you roll?
A failure.
You are unable to figure out whether
it's
or not
he's
alive or dead. And it's strange, because it's mostly because of the fur. It's a lot of fur, he's a Bonthan. You're trying to find some sort of pulse, his neck. You don't necessarily feel anything.
Why is he so soft?
So you're under the assumption that he's dead.
But you're not really sure for sure.
Is he strapped in?
Yeah, he's upside down. He's strapped in upside down.
Okay, I'm going to do my best to unstrap our poor boffin friend.
And sure. Sort of... Okay, he kind of plops, and he's there. He's with you. Aya, what are you doing?
I see him trying to do that. I'm like, why does it matter if he's alive or dead? I don't want to find out. And he's trying to kick open the door.
Because if he's alive, we have a new friend. Check if either of these guys are armed.
I'm not here to make new friends, Aaron. Clearly this guy wants us off the planet or dead.
I think there was some wiggle room there. And if he wakes up and we've heroically saved him, he might wiggle our way a little bit.
Guns? Why did you say that?
Enough business meetings with my dad where I just read people?
I read people really well too, Aaron. And I've done a lot of business myself.
Okay, I'll carefully squat and see if this guy has a gun. And I make a big deal.
Perception check.
Talk to me.
What am I rolling against?
It's going to be 3. I'm going to give you 2 natural setbacks. 1, because you're holding a body. 2, because this guy is really big and, like, on the ground. And
2 natural setbacks and then what? Sorry.
3. 3 difficulty.
I just have a gut feeling. That's
you do
all.
Have your dock hammer, just to remind you.
Oh, yeah. Got 1 failure, 3 advantages.
He's kind of like smushed over, so like whatever he had is like under it. But you like find his wallet and like 200 credits more than you had before.
Yay.
Or you could leave it on him. It is your call.
Oh, not Boffin guy, the bodyguard.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You were searching the bodyguard. He's keeled over, so he's like on the ground.
I take the 200 credits.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have a gut feeling. Now let's hope that there aren't a bunch of people outside the car waiting to kill us.
Like there they are. Like pounding on the door. Stand back! And it's coming from the passenger side, like at the far end where you had to get into. Okay. And you're seeing sparks that start to like kind of emanate from the outside as they're coming like into the land speeder. You see like a saw like that's like slowly cutting the door.
Okay, then I quickly look for a weapon on one of the bodyguards.
Search the other one.
Okay. What am I rolling?
3 difficulty with a natural setback.
Am I rolling perception?
Perception.
Okay. What am I rolling against again?
3 difficulty, okay. 1 natural setback.
Okay. Well, I would add some dice, but ShamWow got all of them. so I'll roll.
Okay.
It was worth it.
Okay. One failure, 1 uh-oh. Triumph, and 2 disadvantages.
Oh. Okay. You're trying to find a weapon. So you don't find a weapon. Your triumph will be. It's gonna come back to bite me. You find a Yemlaw security card.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Done.
Pocket that. Yeah.
Disadvantage is in searching him. Again, there's probably presumably a weapon under him, but he's a big dude. You get a bunch of blood like all over your hands.
Okay. Then I just go straight over to the boffin and
you just start wiping the blood. Alright, cool. So yeah. Alright. Suddenly just the door is kind of like ripped off. And you hear a voice. Come on, we gotta go!
Who's we?
The 2 of you in there that are hopefully still alive! Come on, we gotta go!
Sounds good to me.
Two.
I just pop out with.
With the dude?
Yeah, with our dude,
sure.
Aaron, he said 2. Okay. No, 3.
We have a carry on.
Alright, so as you guys are kind of crawling your way out, again, the thing is upside down, so your buddy rips the whole door off. So it's super cold, dark. There are no city lights. It looks like you are out in the country. you are not on the highway. You're on kind of like a dirt path. And you see a human who's there. Kind of like a combination of... It's a human male. Tactically, has some tactical gear, like gear-wise, like a Molly vest and equipment, and he's holding like the saw that he just chucks on the ground. You see that there is another speeder that has just crashed, kind of like the front of it, and it's just, but it's not like, looks like it had impacted with this. He's got like a backpack, like a one of the sleeping bag that's like connected to it, but like his regular clothes just seem like super dirty and kind of like he's been in them for like a long time. So like his gear is nice, but like his clothes, his hair is like a little disheveled. You can see from he's got like a night vision goggles on, so it's like this really like gnarly messy hair, and there's a palpable stench of like just really nasty body odor. Come on, we gotta go. They're gonna find, they have a tracker on these things. We need to get out of here as fast as we can. Come with me. You're Io and Aaron, right?
You're Zacchaeus Eubankius.
I am. Come with me if you want to live. And he just starts running like into the forest.
Can't say no to that.
The Bolton stays.
No,
he's like, the Bolton stays, and he's just like running.
Oh my god!
I gingerly put him down next to the speaker.
Gingerly,
sure.
He also might be
sorry.
Dead.
Okay.
I run too.
Okay. So both of you guys do your athletics for me, please.
Against?
Two difficulty.
Okay. I'm rolling two successes with one disadvantage.
Okay.
What am I rolling again?
Two.
One disadvantage.
Okay.
And we're running again. Already.
At least we're out of the car.
I just grab your hand and I pull you with me.
As she's pulling you, you're feeling winded. So you're going to take just one strain,
that's
Aaron.
Fair.
You're able to pull him along, but you've been running in your heels this entire time. You've been wearing your heels this whole time.
You've been Jurassic Worlding.
One of them breaks.
One of them breaks. Aww. Not the first time.
Sure.
Not the second time.
Sure.
Not the third time I've been running this outfit.
Sure. It does this time, though.
Mm-hmm.
And you're out in the kind of woods.
Okay. Well, then I take the other one.
Sure.
Take the other shoe
off. So you're running now barefoot.
Yeah.
Through this thing. Seriously? Seriously? Gotta keep up. And he just keeps running. You follow him for what seems like at least an hour.
Dang.
Any sort of attempt to like talk to him, he's just like, no, we gotta keep going, we gotta keep going. Finally, he just stops, and there's like a camp. You can see that there's like a tent, and there's like a shower bag, like a solar bag. It just looks like a very crude camp. He's like, okay, I think we're safe. We're gonna have to leave camp in the morning.
Get up.
All right, I am a runner. That is definitely not the case.
Would you mind telling us what the hell is going on?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Well, I asked you first.
Yes, but I rescued you, so I feel like I deserve the answer.
Sure, we got picked up by that Bothan back there. And
yes.
We tried to be really snarky with him, and that made him angry.
And how'd that go?
Poorly.
Yes.
You said you already knew our names.
Yes, I did.
So why do we have to explain why we're here?
Because I'm trying to understand why you messed everything up. You've ruined everything. You've just, in a matter of days, have destroyed years of my work. Coming in here just trying to think you can march straight in. You get captured right away. They let you go. And then what do? You keep asking for more questions and answers.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Why are you trying to break in?
Person today who has asked me that question. The first time I answered, it didn't end so well. So I'm not going to say anything until you start answering some of my questions.
And he just kind of like takes
Zacchaeus Eubankius.
This is why I can't handle dealing with people. Ah! He like kicks a can. He's like, look here, lady. You think you're all special coming here? You think, do you even know what Yemlaw does? You go around poking the nest because they're in your old home? You think this has anything to do with your actual home? Who you are? It's bigger than you. It's bigger than all that. You go around just messing everything up. Oh, my family used to be super rich and own a winery. What are you trying to find?
I'm about to ask you. Because you're basically saying the same thing that Bothan told me.
Which is?
That Yemlaw's big, Yemlaw's dangerous, yep. And Yemlaw yep. owns my house.
Yep.
And all of its lands.
Yep.
This is all stuff I already know.
Great.
Give me some news.
What do you want to know?
You broke one of my heels. I want some news.
What do you want to know?
Everything you do.
How much time do you have? Because I've been here for years trying to find stuff on this. You think you can come in and just crack the case?
Yes.
Go ahead and roll. Do your charm. Nah, do your coercion.
No, I'm pretty kind of being a bit. No, I'm pretty, I just got into a... What coordinate?
Coercion.
Coercion. Against?
Four. It's gonna be four. Oh, before you do that.
Oh, we've,
We ended our second round.
Ah.
Tier two.
Dark Side!
So, not only...
The chat hates prototype.
Not only has they unlocked the prototype, but also thanks to Hector's suggestion, they also have their enhanced weapons. So not only do... Is Randall in charge of a super powerful Star Destroyer with weaponry? Yeah. Whatever this prototype is, I'm sure it's going to be good. With that, we're going to start our third and final round.
Oh my goodness.
This round can go any period of time. We can literally end with him being like, and I'm your, because I'm your father. And then we're done.
That's the twist. Zacchaeus Eubankius.
He's clear. Also, I didn't say clearly.
Okay, a twist. 100%. Now you're
winning. That might be the worst interpretation of that iconic Darth Vader moment is, and I'm your father. And then cut. That's the worst.
Yeah. That's a cliffhanger. Guys, that's a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So it can end any period of time. So go in, go hard, go fast. This is another one of, I really like this idea, with a twist. This is one of our cool, let's see who, Pencils and Parses community, we're going to do a little vote.
Last time.
We did,
to see who our father is.
Who your father is!
According to last week, the community's favorite Star Wars movie is The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Good, that's safe and safe. True.
And safe it's and the true. Best. So our third and final round is just called, this is appropriate because of what you guys are doing. It's Best OG Bounty Hunter.
I knew, okay. Let me guess, tier 3 Dark Side, Boba Fett.
Nope.
What?
Oh. We'll go with Dark Side first. Okay. Tier 1, Dark Side, Bossk.
Bossk, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tier 2, Dark Side, Boba Fett.
Ooh. Oh.
Tier 3, Dark Side, IG-88.
IG-88.
Hmm.
Why? Yeah. You say that by chance? Because in Expanded Universe, IG-88 became the supercomputer brain of the Death Star and was going to take it over in a robot revolution, which is kind of dark side.
Revolution.
Revolution.
It's different in space.
Oh, it's different in space.
Light side. When you make the change. That's a revolution.
Only you can change yourself. Light side. Tier 1 is Dengar. I know this is difficult because, again, in Expanded Universe, Dengar's actually... not that bad. There's a point where he...
Like, is Dengar the guy in the... like, sick wrapped up?
Yeah.
He's got his own laundry.
In the Star Wars comics, the Marvel comics, Dengar's awesome.
Yeah, I heard he's also kind of more of a dick now. But no, he was all right. Read the Bounty Hunter Wars books. He's all right. Tier 2, light side, is Forlom.
Who?
Forlom.
Forlom,
he was the droid of our Tier 3, Zuckuss, who is a grand And he's like the bug dudes in the executor.
Yeah.
And he's light side because, well, they both are because, again,
those are all of the ones from Empire Strikes Back, right? Those are just all the ones that were standing there. Okay.
Yeah. The reason they're light side is because, again, in the expanded, Forlom and Zuckuss actually helped out the Rebel Alliance at the Battle of Hoth. They were seeing what was happening and decided to be like, you know what? This Rebel ship's about to be destroyed. Let's, like, help them out. And then they did. So that's it.
I was confused why Cad Bane was not on your list, but then I realized that it was just the one.
He was originally, I was going to do all the others. Yeah. I was like, no, we'll do OG. And we'll do OG for a reason.
Crap, we're gonna meet one of these
guys. They're all dying at this point. Speaking,
I'm gonna reset
the clock. Strikes Back hasn't happened.
I'm just trying to find out who our pencil compensators and parts of the community likes the most. I'm gonna start this fun around.
All right,
you're doing coercion.
Yes, I need to roll, which I'm doing right now.
Perfect.
One failure and one disadvantage.
And you had asked him, you know, I'm here.
I need to know some new stuff.
What I know in my head will blow your mind. Oh, you don't even, can't even handle it. God! People come in and he starts talking himself. Just ruining everything.
All right, so if we've ruined everything.
Yes!
And if you're not willing to share.
Oh, I never said I wasn't willing to share. You just wanted to know everything. I ask you a simple question. What is it you're here for? You give me this bullshit. I ask you, what do you want to know? And you say, everything. Tell me one thing that you want to know, and I'll tell you if I know it.
Who the hell is the Yamlock Corporation?
So he, like, goes over, and he, like, kicks over, like a cooler lid and just, like, starts grabbing, like, beers from
Are they in his, like, secret hideout?
Yeah, 100%. He just lives out in the woods. And he's just, like, he tosses you both cans. In your direction. He sits down. Yemla is just the front to something bigger. I'm sure of it. Why else? How else could they? The Empire doesn't mess with them. The government doesn't mess with them. They buy your family's old estate. There's something there that they're not telling us about. And everything that they do is just on the front of, oh, it's a business that moves things and stuff. Nobody knows. Nobody can tell me what they do. But I know what they're really doing.
Oh, God.
They're building an army. Right here on Chandrila. I know it.
An army of what?
Droids. I know that they're separatists. And they're going to try to start an entire Clone Wars too. Because one wasn't enough. They want another one. They think now's the time.
Oh,
but I'm here to tell you, not on my watch.
I
was this close to getting in. Everything planned. I was going to sneak in there. I was going to figure everything out.
Uh-huh.
But then you guys go just tra-la-la-la-la right up front and then get shot. You ruined everything. The Titan security. Everything's on alert. They know who you are. And now you go talk to my poor friend. I can't get a hold of him anymore after he told me who you were. He's probably dead now too, thanks to you. So I'm going to ask you one time. What do you want here and now? Or go back to your friend at the Landspeeder. See if he's amicable.
Ask Amaya. You don't care about the Yemla Corporation. Ask him what happened to your family.
What do you know of the Corviga family?
Good roll.
I know what happened to two. Three, including me.
Good roll. Do your negotiation on this.
Against?
Four difficulty.
No result.
I don't know what happened to your family besides the fact your estate was attacked, which that I'm sure you're fully aware of. But what you probably don't know, being 4 years old and taken off, is it wasn't long after that Yimlom stepped in. Correlation? I think so. So whatever.
What do you know of me?
I know that you.
You knew that I was 4.
Yes.
When Beldiah was attacked.
Yes.
What else do you know about me?
I'll admit, most of my information on you is limited because it seems that you disappeared after the attack. Kind of a mystery. How about you tell me who you are and what you've been doing for this many years?
Trust me.
I don't trust you.
If I want you to know, you'll know.
Cool. I want to know. Who is Io Corvica and why do you need to come here and mess everything up? You want to know what happened to your family?
No.
Then what?
I want to know which ones are alive.
And that's finally where we're getting somewhere. All this talk about wine. You guys are on a honeymoon. You try to sneak in because you want to know who's alive. And you know who knows that? Yimlom. That information is in that compound.
Again. These are all things I already know.
And yet your plan was to walk straight in there.
Like you?
No! I've been spending years planning all of this, and you ruined it. And if they took you in there, you are my one last chance. Because if you really want in, you're the only person dumb enough to do it now.
Listen, I'm not here to do a favor for you.
Then do it for yourself. Or get the fuck off this planet.
What do you know about Yimlom? And how can I get onto that estate? I know there's a lot in your head, but please, condense it.
Go and roll. Do your negotiation.
To be 4 difficulty.
I'll even it out. I'll take that ability. One failure with one advantage.
Okay. Well, getting nowhere with this. So, it's like, you want to tell me your deal, or are you just a part of this for the ride?
I can kind of call him A, call him B. My name's Aaron. The Yimlom Corporation's scared to kill me because they don't want to make my family angry. I'd like to know how we can help you unruin this.
Well, it seems to me you're not being very forthcoming with any sort of information besides the obvious, so I have no reason to trust you. Yes, I have a plan to get into the Veldaya estate. I should say I had a plan until you guys went charging in there.
So you've said.
My plan was rather simple. They've been digging underneath the compound. You need equipment and tools. Regularly, it comes in and out. Something comes in and out. I was going to get my way in because I had an inside. Somebody who was willing to blow the whistle. But as soon as 2 idiots come charging to the front and they boost security, she's out. So now, I'm not going to tell you my source on the inside.
I punch him in the face.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
Yes.
What am I rolling?
Do your brawl.
Brawl? Mm-hmm. Where's my brawl? Oh, am I just...
You're straight up just punching him in the face.
Back.
So it's going to be...
On the back. It's
on the back. It's
Okay, sorry, new stat sheet. Okay.
2 difficulty.
That's such good roll.
Yeah, I'll roll.
You have such down, good roll.
Motherfucker! One failure with one advantage.
Okay. You swing at him. He ducks. But with your other hand, you're able to, like, grab the night vision goggles off of his face.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, he just crumples the can. All right, well, this is dumb. This is pointless. To answer your question, nothing. You ruined everything. Get the hell off this planet while he's still breathing. I'm out. And he goes to his tent, and he starts to, like, try and pack up his stuff.
I follow him.
Sure.
And I grab him by the back of the collar.
Sure. Go ahead and do your brawl again.
Brawl?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be 3 difficulty.
Taking that boost.
Okay.
One failure, 1 triumph, 2 advantages.
So you don't grab him. Kind of just easily kind of, here's like you stepping, crunches out of the way. You're just trying to, like, grab him?
Just trying to grab him. Trust me, I don't like getting physical, but given the state of your physical appearance, it's not worth using my usual methods on you. So I'm going to have to resort to violence.
So you don't grab him. He kind of ducks out of the way, but, like, trips over his own, kind of, like, in the process, trips over himself, and, like, falls into his tent. So he's kind of, like, momentarily, like, tangled up. So you don't like physically have his person when you say that. It's like, you have a strange way of not wanting to get physical. This is ridiculous.
I said, and I look him up and down. You're not worth using my usual methods.
Io. The card.
Oh, you saw me take that?
Can this help unscrew this up?
It's a better chance. Cool. I tell you what. I'm gonna paint this picture and you tell me what you plan to do. I'll tell you that. That security card probably gets you the access to most of the building. Once you're in there. Whatever's in there. How are you going to use it? You going to walk up to it again?
Give us the name of your contact.
Absolutely not. Why? Why should I give you that? You've proven nothing to me besides the fact. He's like slowly kind of getting back up. Great, you have a key card. Your probably window is very short before they reported lost. Are you really want me to endanger somebody I know for your plan to find out stuff?
Listen.
No, you listen. I was here trying. I told him I didn't want to help you. Here's the deal. I have to go dark now because I just totaled my speeder, put myself on a watch list. God knows whatever you told them. I have to go dark because that's what these guys are. That level, that they'll find you no matter where you go. And they already know who you are because I know who you are. And if I know who you are, they know who you are. So I better you figure out a plan of what the hell you're doing, or you might as well just walk up front again. Just do it. Just wasting everybody's time. You've wasted years of my time and I can't handle this anymore. He like gets up and he just grabs his backpack and just leaving like a lot of his gear, just starts tromping off into the forest. Good luck with your honeymoon!
I like him.
You don't. Say you like him.
I like him. I totally like him.
I'll pocket this thing again. Start looking through his things.
Sure. And as you guys are looking through his stuff, we're going to cut. Groth.
Yep.
Sewell has come out. At this point, it's the brief moment that you had kind of tried to use your leadership on Lyra. Yeah. Seems to be, she's barely holding on.
Right, right.
But you are already starting to see kind of like, she's not doing anything.
Right.
Besides just the tears that are coming like down her face.
Right.
Sewell gets up, starts walking. Herg, you remember this person briefly from Spira. He was the weak way that was in Killar's old crew. He was there with Korn, or as you remember, Korn. He was the weak way that was kind of just more disconnected and didn't really interact with him that much. Caleb, you weren't there for Spira, so I don't actually think this
they
is just
met.
A new person. He's a
but
weak
Korn
way.
Korn has come in before. Since
you've
I
met Korn. You've
met
yeah.
Korn. I remember the Korn. I remember that.
Yeah. So
no, Sewell didn't. Because Korin went to go find Sewell to bring him to rendezvous with you guys, and only Korin came back because Sewell had already taken off.
Peaced.
This is most unusual, but I will not say that it is not unpleasant. Ruatha will be most pleased to know that the mighty Herg, thrower of children, has been brought to justice.
I want to say something real bad, but I bite my lip.
Please, I've been told that I'm not familiar with either of you, but I will admit that I do not spend much time with bounty hunters. I am in charge of maintaining the casino, but with both Ruatha and Gorm Pugan, it has fallen upon my shoulders. I have here that the standing bounty is 50,000 credits for Herg and 10,000 credits for Lyra. Again, I'm not familiar. This is Riker, Deshra, and Shamwa? Shamwow? Yup.
Yes.
Great. Is there a joint account that I can transfer this to you, too, or I need your account information? This is, or would you prefer hard credits?
Hard credits are good.
Excellent. I just have a few questions, and then we can proceed with everything. But first, he kind of like walks, again, a little bit closer to Lyra. And she's at this point, she's still, again,
right.
you she's maintaining it, but just now the tears are just like openly flowing.
I'm still holding on to her.
Okay. Yeah, kind of as like a...
Right.
Yeah.
As if I'm holding her captive, but really...
Sure. Do a leadership one more time.
Okay. What's the difficulty?
4. Difficulty.
Okay.
You're going to get then your natural boost.
I added it.
Cool.
Okay.
And there is...
Dice. There's dice. I'm going to take an extra ability difficulty.
Sure.
And the setback.
Sure.
Two advantage.
Okay. So you are still kind of holding... At this point, it's just... It's gone from the tears to like sobbing, and she's like starting to shake. But for like a brief moment, it was like she was about to kind of like like give out completely, just kind of like holding the last remaining fibers of kind of like her sanity as she's. Lyra, I'm quite surprised that you're here. To be honest, I was hoping that you would have avoided all of this. To be honest. Managed to convince Ruatha to overlook your past transgressions, or at least until the others were brought to justice. Especially after you started working with that Aaron Pal, I was able to convince he was working with us. It didn't make sense to take you in. But unfortunately, in my time on Spirit, it seemed like even though Aaron Val had reached out to us, saying that he was going to turn you all in, from my observation on Spira, he is either lying or highly incapable of actually doing what he said. My report said the latter. But I say that with this as
sincere as I can say, I honestly regret that you're in this position, but you're here nonetheless. I just have one question for the three of you, and then we can process everything, or begin the process. How exactly did you come in possession of these two individuals?
The galaxy is a big place. We encountered, I encountered Herg, the cat one. He was on the ice planet of Tula.
You captured him single-handedly.
I captured him with the assistance of my colleague here, Riker.
I was drunk.
And Riker, what were your exactly role in this operation to capture the drunken?
The way I remember it, I did most of the capturing.
Very drunk.
Valdrin was like, I was the one that got him drunk.
What does it matter anyway?
I'm sure that Ruatha will just want to know all of the glorious details to this, and it's just a matter of protocol that we're going through.
I've got a detail for you.
And what is that, Herg?
ShamWow is a son of a bitch.
Indeed. And Herg, dare I ask, you were alone? You were not with any... Where were your friends? When you were captured on Tula, as you said it was?
Yes.
Great.
He put up quite a fight, but he...
I was by myself.
There was no one to help him.
Strange, because it seems that, from my account, the drunkenness was very spot on, from my observations on Spira, but by yourself seems rather unusual.
My captain betrayed me. So I left.
She betrayed you. That is... You've never seen Sewell really kind of smile or do anything kind of on that level of emotion.
Right.
Like a brief, tiny smiles. Ironic. So, I'm sure this is most interesting. So you captured Herg by himself on Tula. He was drunk. You did most of the work. Is there any other details you'd like to share?
Only that it was by his assistance that we were able to acquire Lyra as well.
Yes, and how exactly did you get Lyra? What was that information?
Well, as he says his captain betrayed him, and so he naturally reached out to an old associate of Aaron Val who believed the same thing of her.
Go ahead and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to do your deception.
Okie dokie.
You're saying that Kilara.
I'm going with Herg's story.
It's going to be four. No, it's going to be three difficulty one, John.
All right. Here we go.
We've got some dice.
I do, and I'm taking them.
All four difficulty?
Yeah.
Cleaned out.
This is important. Oh, I gotta put that red one in. Okay. Four success, four advantage.
Okay. That's most intriguing. Well, I guess we'll learn more the details from Lyra herself. Everything seems to be in order for at least me to start the initial process. Of course, as wondrous heroes to Ruatha, please, I can offer accommodations while we process everything in the bungalows, while we get your credits, your hard currency, ready. Someone will show you there, and we'll take the bounties off of you now.
Be my guest.
So a couple guards come and surround. He's starting to walk away, and he stops. He's like, oh, one last thing. Herg, I'm must admit I was rather impressed with Tagorian fighting capabilities. Emrys has proven herself quite a champion in the arena. That is, until the incident. So, of course, I'm sure you'll find out soon enough. And he closes his data pad and starts to walk, like, up the throne room.
I have lunge at him.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your...
guards hold me back?
Athletics.
Okay. Gonna regret it. I don't need
this.
No.
Athletics. Boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Rolling against what?
Three difficulty. One natural setback because you're bound. And I'm going to make it one challenge because there's a shit ton of people around you.
He just insulted my wife.
I feel like you can take that proficiency.
What?
I feel like you can
on the light side?
Light
the light side and power
there's
of love.
There's nothing light side about this. No. Okay. What's happening? Oh, shit.
It's not good.
No, oh, no, it's not good. Good.
Oh, it's not
that's
good at all.
That's a lot of failure.
Oh, no.
So.
Three failures, one disadvantage?
Yeah.
Yep.
Three
failures, one disadvantage. Yeah.
As you lunge.
They have like shock sticks.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck you.
And you black out. Yeah, your disadvantage is you black out.
Oh, good luck trying to carry me. I say that before I black out. Good luck carrying me, fuckers.
He like snaps and like the fruit boys have to like come over and like carry you.
Wait, not like, one of the of 10 guards?
No, no, they're all just like on him. They're if it's not obvious, they're slaves. So he's making the slaves carry. Okay, he's like, well, of course, that's to be expected if... He's anything like his wife. Please enjoy the festivities. I will come to you when I have your order, your credits taken care of. Please enjoy yourself. And he leaves the room. So attendant comes.
I think
like, please,
I'm gonna kill this guy later.
Three of you, follow me this way.
And they're taking Herg and Lyra
Herg
away.
And Lyra away.
Okay.
And you go with them.
The people that are taking us to our accommodations.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Herg, as you kind of come to.
All these little hands are lifting.
At this point, it's guards. Oh, at this point, it's guards. They have you fully, like, you're, like, double shocked. You got the binders that are behind you. They've got you, like, pretty much like a shock collar rope around your neck leading you. Lyra is not there as you come to.
Shit.
And all of a sudden, like a dark kind of, you feel like you're, like, maybe, like, underground, there's like this kind of darkness to it. You can't really see.
Trying to adjust. Cat eyes.
It takes a minute as you're just kind of shoved into a cell. As the door closes behind you, your eyes start to readjust. And you smell. Despite the amount of time that it has been since you were last with her. The scent of your life mate is something you'll never forget, right? So you smell it distinctly despite the kind of dark dampiness of this particular cell.
What do I see? What do I hear?
Her back is towards you, but her ears instantly kind of like do the cat like pop up, like turn around. And she slowly turns. And what's happened to her is unmistakable, even in the darkness. She's pregnant. And with that, we'll end today.
Oh, damn!
I'm my dad!
That's the last thing
this
I hear.
This is about sex, everybody! I'm gonna be a daddy!
Emphasis on the sex, y'all.
Well, how pregnant is she?
She's a cat. There's like 12 of them in there.
Yeah. I know.
It's a litter.
Yeah.
Someone hurts. Mad,
but
I hope
it was you, my friend.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
But even if not, I'll raise that half Tagorian, half whatever baby, and I'll raise it.
So that, everybody, thank you so much for joining us.
Sham wow.
Sham wow. What was the other one? Sorry, I wrote it.
Shakwa?
No, not that one. Schlev, McSchlev, Schlev.
Schlev,
McSchlev, Schlev.
You're going to be mad when those babies come out looking like furry Kalebs.
Kalebs with ears and
stuff.
Tendrils. Tendrils and hair.
Everybody, thank you so much. Pencils and Parsecs, everyone. Thank you, everybody, for the bits to subscribers. Couldn't do it without you. So good, so great. I'm just lost in your eyes, man. It's very... Come on out, Matt!
Oh, hey, Matt!
What's up, guys? What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for all your contributions, y'all. What's up, dude?
Hey, dude!
What's going on? How much, dude?
Pencils and Parsecs, dude.
Hell yeah, dude.
Season 3, man.
Yeah, season 3. Guys, let's get through these really quick, and then let's go home and party.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah, let's go home and party.
Oh, shit! Hold on! I totally forgot the most important thing!
Oh, good rule!
Hey, everybody.
Who's the bounty hunter?
Tier 1. Bosk.
Dark side. The chat has spoken.
Cool.
Bosk is the greatest.
Yeah.
Of the OG bounty hunters.
I agree. He's my favorite Battlefront character.
So I had the figure and got it mailed to me. I was very excited.
He wears a flight suit that's really too small for him. I guess you'll have to just tune in next week to see how this unlock comes to fruition.
That's dope. That's super badass. And then I'm without you guys, so thank you so much.
Woo!
Yeah. Alright, here we go, guys. Kuki, first time watching live in a while due to various things, including a death of a family member and my 18th birthday.
Welcome back.
Happy
birthday.
Glad to be back, though. Also, happy Slytherin Pride Day, #dark. Well, Kuki, thanks for being here.
Hey, you're thanks,
incredible Kuki. Member of the community, and we're here for you, buddy. So thank you.
Welcome back, Kuki.
Woo! Superlot, #boost. Schleppy, Schleppy, the Aaron Val has heard of me? Setback.
Schleppy, Schlepp, Schlepp.
Supla ability, Supla boost. Graham Galway, here's an ability to Hector because he recommended Star Trek comics for my friend's 9-year-old. Thanks, Hector, it means a lot. Shy Guy 8321, I love the show, love you guys. Let's give Aaron some dice because those bastards didn't buy him dinner before the prodding. Jay Pistol, a prototype? What? Let's find out. Setback. Promethean works to help get Io and Aaron smoothly out of this pickle. Light, boost. Shy Guy 8321, dark, setback. The moon rules. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Sham Wow, and this is my droid companion, OxyClean.
OxyClean!
That's amazing.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Clean as a duo in the galaxy.
Shy Guy, 8321, dark difficulty, Wrathlane. Let's get a Gand in the universe. Also, Zacchaeus Eubankius is a great character.
So great.
Mr. Owl, difficulty, ability, Bradley Burnett. Yes, we know what the last tier means, but after Joe Star's dramatic reading of the Glove of Darth Vader last week, if Trioculus is not the mastermind, we riot. Dark difficulty. Yo, Joe B, I'm disappointed that Zacchaeus Eubankius isn't played by a certain CEO overlord, but Bert doesn't disappoint with his conspiracy nuts. Also, I want weird insect bounty hunter. Boost. Yep. The T-Boys, Mandalorians are the best. Therefore, Boba Fett is the best bounty hunter. I mean, I'm sure as hell not Letty Dengar win this.
T-Boys.
There should be a round where Tier 3 Light is the ability to use opposite dice without penalty, and Tier Dark is only the GM gets to use the dice. Dark.
Well, thank you. That's really interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Hmm. That's all. Thank you very much.
I didn't mean that at all.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes,
tell everybody real quick who you are, where they can find you.
We still have one more proficiency left on the board.
Yeah,
we do.
Very astute observation.
Yeah, just sitting there
I'm just saying.
Like something should happen with it.
Can I spend it to ensure those babies is mine?
Yes. Oh my god.
Sweet. Go ahead and roll a yellow dice right now.
Do it.
If it's a triumph,
comes up blank,
the babies are mine.
They may have been yours. No matter what, and now you're making an option here.
It's all right. I trust the Force.
Oh, okay.
Boom. 2 advantages.
You're pretty sure they're yours.
Okay, good enough for me. All right, all right.
That's awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Just a reminder that Sunday is our hyperdrive.
Yes.
This Woo! Sunday, the 25th.
I want to see if they're
mine. We got a WWE RPG. We got some party games. I'm GMing a Pokemon Bank Heist RPG, which I'm pretty stoked about. I can confirm Lucas is playing, and a Strawberry 17 is going to play. What are we talking about? Tomorrow we'll be back. It's game day. It's a table flip Thursdays.
Thursdays.
We're playing some board games at 3 p.m. followed by Indomitable at 6 p.m. Y'all, so come back. We'll see you tomorrow. Bert, take it out, man.
Okay.
They're my kittens.
yeah. Go to the Reddit.
See you on Reddit.
There's some stuff to unpack here. Hashtag Pencils of Parsecs. Tell your friends. just go Star Wars.
Fan art's
been fantastic.
Go see
Star Wars.
Oh,
watch
see.
It.
Oh,
eat
okay.
it. Drink it. Love
but
it.
Also, that Disco Star Wars song was
Disco
a big
Star
hit.
Wars.
Back
Nico.
Yeah.
Nico.
I think
Nico.
That's
Mecco. Mecco. M-E-C-C-O.
So from all of us, to all you,
may the force be with you.
Night.